Blog Talk Radio. your gardens, come into your gardens, so come into your gardens.
Welcome to PGN, where we do it more than we talk about it. Today is March 11th, 2023. It's Saturday, and I'm your host, Carmen. I hope you had a great week. And if you didn't, like I say, we'll get back on track, right? All right. I want to remind everybody that tonight you have to forward your clocks 1 hour forward. We lose an hour. So don't go to work tomorrow late or too early. No, too late. All right. It's been a wild week, a lot of work, and I haven't spent the time that I needed to spend the time with the Lord, but whatever time I do have, the Lord like squeezes everything in there and does give me what I need on time. And I want to talk a little bit tonight about what the Israelites went through in the wilderness at the base of Sinai, Mount Sinai. God took them there so that they would worship him. But instead, when Moses went up to the cleft of the rock, they got into idol worship. And I want to explain some parallels in what happened then and may happen or may be happening to us or other people. They end up worshiping a golden calf. And then once they worship the golden calf, they attributed all their blessings onto that idol. And many today are like that. They either attribute their success in life to hard work, to, you know, me, I did it, or something else except God. They don't attribute anything to God. And God brings people, tries to bring them close to him, but he can go so far. And we have to put our wills in it too. There's a movie out, Jesus Revolution, and there's a famous actor there, Frasier. He played in the sitcom Frasier many years ago, and they interviewed him and they asked him him being such an important man. You know, a famous actor, why would he pick a role like that? And he said that he was meditating with some friends and realized that he needed to do something big, important. And the next day, this script came to him. They brought him this script. And he knew then that he had to do it. And so Frasier may have been meditating on, I guess, yoga or whatever, but what he didn't understand was that God permitted this to draw him in so that he will leave those things, those idols in his world that he worshiped, that he attributed his success on. And God is drawing him closer to him through this man's story, this pastor from California. His name was Chuck, I forget his full name, but I would remember when I lived in California, I would turn on the car radio and I would hear this man preaching. And even here in Texas, you could still hear some of his preaching. And so this famous actor is so touched with this man's life that in most of the interviews that he gives, he just starts to cry. And I'm almost sure this man doesn't know what's even happening to him. But the fact that he played the life of a godly man, a man that was seeking God, it's doing something to him. So we need to pray for Frasier, for this gentleman, because God is doing something extraordinary in his life. And so going back to idols, God drew the people, the Israelites, to the foot of Mount Sinai to worship him. He was the one that did it, just like he's doing with this Frasier guy, that he drew him close. He's drawing him close using this movie script. And God will do anything. He'll use many things. And so like Frasier, like the people in Mount Sinai, they attributed their success in life to other things except God. God gave his laws to his people so that they wouldn't go astray and go off worshiping other things. The people really didn't know him. didn't know God. They didn't have a relationship with God. Moses did. Moses was one-on-one with God, but the people weren't. Moses knew better what to do. But his brother Aaron, he agreed with these people. Why? Because like some leaders, he was a people pleaser, like many people are. And he didn't have a relationship with God. He was just thrown into a position because his brother didn't want to speak. And so God put Aaron in place, but he didn't have that relationship with God like his brother Moses did. And so when we don't have a relationship with God, we can get off on other things to feed us, to give us what we need when we don't have that right relationship with God. And the only reason why I'm saying these things is to open up people's eyes tonight so that they can look at their own lives and realize if they are standing with God or if they're not standing with God. Are you walking in God's righteousness or are you walking in your own? And this past week has been a little sad for Daniel, because he had a family member be diagnosed with a brain tumor, an aggressive brain tumor. And they only give her weeks to live. But at the same time, what a blessing to know that you are going to be with the Lord soon. How many people get that chance to say goodbye to their family, their loved ones, and make things right? Not many. Not many. Fortunately, my dad had that opportunity. My mother had that opportunity. But many other people that I know, they didn't have that opportunity. They just passed away, and they weren't able to say their last goodbyes. So I'm giving you these things so that you can think about, where am I in my relationship with God? Am I walking in God's truth, or am I walking in my own ways? And God says to be holy, because he's holy. And we're going to read some scriptures so you can get to see where these scriptures are. Okay. Daniel, can you read Leviticus 19:1-2?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Okay. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.
Okay, so let's go back, you know, to what God first started doing in that moment when they were all in the foot of Mount Sinai. Can you read Exodus 32:1-6?
Now, when the people saw Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, come, make us gods that shall go before us, for as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we did not know what has become of him. And Aaron said to them, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, your daughters, and bring them to me. So all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. And he received the gold from their hand, and he fashioned it with an engraving tool and made a molded calf. Then they said, this is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. So when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. Then they rose early on the next day, offered burnt offerings, and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Amen.
So You see, Aaron did what they asked. They end up having idols. And so many of us have idols. Either in our early lives, we began with idols because of the way that we were raised. People following certain truths. And man's truth is fading. It's one day, it's one thing, it's one truth. Another day, it's another truth. And I think about Pilate when he asked Jesus, you know, what is truth? Truth is what God says. That is truth. And God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. Not like the truth of the world. It's constantly changing. So it's one thing one day, it's another thing another day. And so God's truth is to worship him, is to do things the way he wants them done. That's where you get your righteousness, your right standing, walking in his way. And sometimes people will get out of line and get away from the things of God because they stop their relationship with God. But instead, we need to invite God, just like Moses did when he went to the cleft of the rock. He was there alone with God. And that's why I play this song each week, so that you can hear this woman singing. It's a woman singing to her lover and telling him to come enter into her garden. And that is the woman that is in love. And we as the bride need to be in love with God and invite him in, into our lives, into the garden of our life, to come and love us, on us, for us to love on him like a husband and a wife that love each other. We need to do the same in God's presence with seeking him. It's not when you feel like it. You seek out what your lover needs. You seek out what your lover will seek out what you need. And in your relationship with God, you seek out what God needs from you. And he'll give you what you need from him, even things that you don't even think that you may need. So spending time with God will help us to get to know him, to get to know who he is, have that relationship, understand. But in the olden days, in the Bible days, there was no Bible. They didn't have Bibles. What they had was people going into synagogues listening to the word of God. Not all the synagogues had all the same scriptures. Some had more, some had less. But how they learned about what God said and thought was through listening what the word of God said, would say. It was only people that were wealthy that had scrolls of their own to read what God's words had said about the book of Isaiah or this book or that book. And the more scrolls of the word you had, the better you were off, because you would know exactly how to live your life the right way, the righteous way. And now God has us with Bibles, but what God wants us to do is to be holy like he is. But how do we go about doing that? Daniel, read John 17:17. No, read James 5:19-20. Daniel?
I'm getting
Daniel?
There. Sorry.
Oh,
yes,
sorry.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Cut me off guard there, just a second.
Okay. I'll go for the first one. You can look for John 17:17. Okay. Give me a minute, and I'll read it word for word. It says, no, it didn't come out. It'll be right there. Okay. Oh, it's not coming up for some reason. All right. Well, in the book of James, chapter 5, it shows some ways on how... Okay, it shows some ways of how to be holy. Go ahead.
Is James which one?
Go ahead. 5?
But which one did you want?
19-20.
All of 5? Okay, got you.
No, verse 19-20.
Okay. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins.
Amen. So that is another way of being holy, turning others from their sin, covering their sin with love. Love covers a multitude of sin. So that's one of the ways that we can be holy. Be ye holy as I am holy, God says. God turns us from our sins. And sometimes he uses us. And when he uses us, that's your opportunity to be holy too. And there's, can you read Leviticus 19, verse 1 and 2? And while you're looking for that one, I'll look for
Yeah, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy.
See, this was commanded by God to Moses. He was told to tell his people to be holy. And if he's telling them in those days to be holy like he is holy, he's telling us today to be holy. And so in John 17:17, it says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Your word is truth. So God is truth. And so where do we find God's truth? In his word. That's why his people would go to the synagogues back then when they didn't have Bibles. Now we have his word. We have his spirit. And he will guide us into all truth. The world has a different truth. The world will give you different. It's constantly changing and making you crazier every time they have a new way of thinking. Even in religion, it's changing also. The truth that once was, God doesn't change. God will never change. But yet, there's new things in Christianity. There's new things. It's almost like it's a new thing. No, God is never changing. His word is always going to stay the same. We are the ones that change when we change his truth for our life. Your word is truth. Pilate asked that to Jesus. Your word, I have a picture, not a picture, like a plaque, and it has a scripture, Psalms 119 and 105 as the verse. Your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. So God's word will give you light to as where you're supposed to go, where you're supposed to be at. And if you don't know where you're supposed to be at, seek his word. But a lot of times we're not seeking God's word on a daily basis. And I'm not saying that you won't skip, you know, a day or maybe two, but, you know, have a routine of reading the word of God. And some form of reading the word of God or hearing the word of God. Back then, they would hear the word of God. There's the audio Bible. You can hear God's word there, and it'll get in your spirit. So there's no excuse, especially nowadays. There's no excuse. We have so much technology that can help us to download God's word in our spirit, like I call it. In Hebrews 2:1, it talks about, well, can you read Hebrews 2:1, Daniel?
Okay.
So as he's looking for that, I remind you that the word was written in scrolls before, and not everybody that was not everybody had access to those scrolls. Only the wealthy had access to the scrolls. So that's why the people would go to the synagogues to hear God's word, but they did more than hear God's word. They memorized it. I remember years ago hearing Oral Roberts when he was alive, how he would, I heard somebody testify about him and say that he would memorize chapters of the Bible. He would know them by memory. He hid God's word in his heart where he memorized it. And we need to get back to doing that. I don't hear that very much. People saying that they're memorizing, or I remember as my children were growing up that I would give them Bible memory verses, and I would repeat these things over and over again. Still today, they remember these scriptures, and we need to do this with our children, our grandchildren. Start teaching them to memorize God's word, hide God's word in their heart. Are you ready, Danny?
Yeah, it's a Hebrews 2:1 to what?
1:1. Just 2:1.
Okay. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away.
See? So you see, we have to pay attention to what God's word is saying. Memorize it. Hide it in your heart. Daily reading of God's word shows us God's will, his ways, the way that God thinks, the ways that are not pleasing to him. And the more you delight in his word, you're going to delight in his will. You're going to delight to do his perfect will. And so when we say that there's a scripture that says, delight in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Why? Because there's an interchange, again, like the analogy of a man and a woman. When they delight in each other, they almost finish each other's sentences because they're one mind. They think alike. And so when you get to be so delighted in the ways of the Lord, your mind is so one with God that you think like God, and you think it's your desires, but it's really God's desires changing you, and you having his desires. So we need to take it. We need to write it on our hearts. Can you read Jeremiah 31:33? And
okay.
As we go ahead.
Keep talking, let me get there.
Yeah, Jeremiah 31:33. So to be right with God, you have to have God's word written in your heart. How will you know what God wants? And each one God deals with differently. Though not different in the sense that you're going to do different from everybody else, but he has his way of talking to you in a certain way where you get to understand this. These are the ways that I want for you. This is what I want you to do. And when you hide that in your heart, the Holy Spirit will bring that word up. It's almost like when you download something from a computer, it comes back up when you need it. So we need to recognize that we sin, that we constantly sin. And that we constantly need to be reconnected with God. And the way to be reconnected with God is through repentance. We either learn to do this for ourselves, you know, on a constant basis, and also to help other people. Because remember, God says that we are to show other people God's way too. So when we, and that's pleasing to God, because that's how God is. He draws people to him. So we need to help other people to, you know, to, not that you have any power in yourself, but as you're one with God, you'll know what God wants from you. And he'll show you what he wants you to do if he needs you to speak to someone else. Okay, are you in Jeremiah 31, 33? I always like to give the scriptures because it proves what God says. It's not me making things up. And it's, you know, I hear some preachers, and they sound like motivational speakers, and I won't go and say who I'm speaking about, but they sound like motivational speakers, and they don't give scriptures. They don't give where their source is coming from, so that we know that this is what God is saying. Oh, yeah, this is, you know, because if we, you know, go on and give people what we say that is God's word, and we don't show them where it is, then when it's their turn to show it to somebody else, they won't even know. Oh, I know it's in the Bible. Where? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the address. I know they live somewhere, but I don't know their address. All right, Daniel, did you get it? So
yeah,
we
I'm ready.
Are God's angels. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in their minds, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
See? So he writes it. He promised them that they would, when they turned to him, that he was going to write it on their hearts. They're his laws, the words, his thinking, his will, his ways, his thoughts. Proof right there. You can't save anybody, but God can use you. You don't have that ability to do that. But as you draw closer and you're one, just like a husband and a wife are one, and they spend so much time together, they know each other's thoughts. When you draw together and you have a relationship with that person that you say that you love, you know everything about them. And so as we draw closer to God and allow him to come in and rest in our lives, and we can sense his presence, it's not just about sensing his presence. That's wonderful. That's good and dandy. But if you don't know his word, how do you know that what's resting on you is of God or not? Yes, we have to recognize his presence, but we have to know his word. It goes hand in hand. So this is for ourselves, and this is for others to understand that God can use you. God can use others. He can, like he's doing with this Frasier actor, he's drawing him in, even with that desire that's in him, even with that meditation that he's doing, and, you know, that there's got to be something more than just this. And he knew that he needed to do something important. Something important. Isn't that amazing that he worded it that way? That he needed to do something with meaning. Wow, that's God working in this man. And we got to continue praying for him so that he will be born again, if he's not already. So let's see. So love covers a multitude of sins. Jesus came with grace, and grace is unmerited favor. That's what PGN is all about. And he came with truth. So there's got to be a balance between both. It just doesn't happen with just grace, grace, greasy grace. You know, it doesn't work that way. You, oh, grace, oh, this, you know, it'll be all right. No. There's consequences to our sins. And Aaron faced that consequence. He didn't face that consequence immediately, But slowly but surely, he didn't get to go to the promised land because of that sin of idol worship. His two sons were killed before him. And so there are consequences. Our sins, if they don't affect us, they'll affect our children and our loved ones. So we do have to call out sin, but we also need to know that when we call other people sin, we need to pray for them and not point out their sin, but show them the way to God with love when God allows us to do that. But it should be in prayer. Otherwise, you're really condemning those people. So let's get our idol worship out of our lives by getting to really know God. And then we won't worship any other thing, but we will worship him. The more you worship him, the less of those things in the world will be appealing to you. So I leave you with that, and we'll take some calls tonight. And I hope you think about this, because we are in a position now where things are getting darker in the world, but they're getting brighter for the kingdom of God. Amen. And so keep in mind, pray for Fraser, and also pray for Miss Linda, who has a tumor. And her days are short. They don't know how fast this tumor is growing. They did take it out, but it's so aggressive. So pray that she will make peace with God. And it seems like she is. She's been talking to her family and after the surgery, but I think those that are her family members are taking it way harder than she is. I think she's got peace in her heart, but let's pray for that family. And tomorrow is not guaranteed to anyone. Let's make sure that we understand that. We need to number our days. There's so many people around me that just even a coworker, his brother, 35 years old, leaving a wife behind and children behind with an aggressive cancer. So my people, we need to eat healthy. We need to really seek the Lord like never before. Not just take care of your body, but take care of your spiritual walk. Amen. All right. So we're going to be taking calls tonight. And if you want to be ministered to tonight, remember to dial 1 on your phone keypad, and it will allow you to be in the queue. Okay. And if you want to get off the queue, you click it again, and it'll take you off. All right. And let everyone know that we're here on PGN. Your friends, your family members that need prayer, need to hear the show, spread the word. This is a good way to spread the word, the word of God, for them to get ministered to. Where in other ministries can you get this on a weekly basis? To be encouraged, to press on each week. So let people know that we're here, from Monday to Sunday. Amen? All right. So, Daniel, are you there? You're...
I'm here.
Oh, you are. Okay. Oh, that's because the line is even longer. Oh, okay. I had to scroll down. All right. Oh, give me one moment. It's a little difficult to use my phone. All right. The first caller, 402-214. Your name and where you're from. 402-214, your name and where you're from. Did they fall asleep on it? 402-214. Okay, we'll go back to them later. All right, 111, 111, your name and where you're from.
For the party, he'd like to have fun. But he was a nice person, but I had to let him know who I am, too. You know, don't talk to me that way.
Ms. Barbara, are you there?
Oh, let me call you back.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Oh, God bless you. All right. Let us pray for you, and then we'll come back to you, okay? All right. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Barbara, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God, for the new avenues, avenues. That's what I just heard, the new avenues, avenues, avenues. Thank you, Lord, for the new avenues. You know, avenues are there to get you to a place, to a certain place. And they're new avenues. So there's, I guess there are multiple ways to get to that new place. Multiple ways to get to that new place. Thank you, Lord, for that those avenues that you're allowing her to have, Father God, to get to that place. We thank you, Father God, for this woman of God. We just thank you, Father God, for the new things that are coming her way, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Give her the strength, the energy, the wisdom. Father God, I just pray that you anoint those lips. That's what I'm seeing the Lord showing me, your lips, to anoint those lips, Father God, that it not be you, be her, but you, Lord, speaking through her in the name of Jesus, and that she'll be so amazed. Thank you, Lord, that she'll be so amazed. That's how I see you, that you're speaking stuff, and it's almost like, whoa, did I see that? Hallelujah. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Daniel, do you have anything for Sister Barbara?
Yes, I'm in Timothy 2:3-4. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. I think Ms. Barbara is leading people to the truth. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's get her back on. Okay. Hey, Sister Barbara, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm sorry about that. We were trying to get straightened out for church tomorrow, and and I do have a praise report. I met a lot of the women on Zoom, and it was kind of like LaShonda said, that they were like elderly women, older women, and I'm like, oh my God. And so I had never met these ladies before. And so it was like 10 or 11 of us. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is what I signed up for. I said, okay, Lord, take the wheel, you know, because I'm like, oh, my God, because, you know, the Bible says that the older women is
to
teach the young.
You're doing a Zoom thing?
We did a Zoom thing today at 12, and then we had to do a conference call Friday praying. Lift up one another, and I'm like, oh my God. I mean, they got me busy. So I just wanted y'all to know.
So that confirmed
the
word.
I got to put the word in.
Wow.
You know, because they pay attention to what you say and they're watching you. And I could tell from the look of someone, they were probably wondering what is my age. Because they all looked a little older, way older than me, you know. And I was like, oh, my God. Next time I won't hide my...
Well, you know what?
Yes.
It's amazing. This past week I was talking to a cousin of mine, and we were talking about vitamins. And she says that she's been taking vitamins, all kinds of different vitamins that she's, you know, that are out there on the market that she's studied well. And she says if it hadn't been for all these vitamins that she takes, she doesn't know if she would have the strength to even take care of her parents, my aunt and my uncle. And she says that when she goes with her friends, And they look at each other. She says, oh, my God, they look so much older than I am because they have not taken care of themselves. They have not taken care of themselves. I've taken all these vitamins, and they do work. She says, they do help. She says, I'm living proof of it, keeping me energized. And she says, and I'm married to a younger man. She's been married to him for years. You know, she has a son with him. And so she says, I mean, I'm feeling the age, she says, but not like my friends are. So she has something to compare it with. So we have to take care of ourselves, not only physically, but spiritually, because having the Lord can give you that youth that even pills can't give you. So what else have you for us?
Well, I'm grateful for the vitamins because it also allowed me a chance to never catch COVID and never have it and whatever else that was going around that they said, and I never got sick. And mind you that I did have back surgery during COVID. I had the second one.
Yeah.
And I went everywhere. I went to the stores. I went and got my food. I went to whoever would see me as a doctor when my appointment come, and everybody said I did fine. And they wanted to know what was going on with my blood because the doctor were saying that your blood is better than ours. And I was like, you know, I'm getting lost. And he started questioning me what kind of vitamins you take. I said, well, for one, we have to do the multiple vitamins. And two, I don't like to go and get the other drops and different vitamins and over-vitamin myself, like take too much of one than the other.
Yeah.
So I try to pay attention to what I'm taking because if everything is in this one bottle that I take, then I don't need to go and buy the extra. But I buy it just to have it, just in case I run out and couldn't get to the store, to the vitamin store. And then I also was doing the IV when I didn't feel like eating and I didn't want to eat. I knew I was fasting a lot, but it also took my appetite away because I didn't want to eat. And so when I lost 160 pounds, I weighed like 119. So really I kind of got back to the same size I really was, you know, when I met everybody in the revival when we did it, you know, in Texas for Prophet Randy. And so I gained a little bit of it back because nobody said, I don't like you looking that way. You have to look healthy. And I'm like, well, how healthy can I look? And so everybody was just surprised when they see me. They're trying to figure out my age. And I said, well, I feel a lot of things that we're supposed to go through. But I'm just grateful that God has kept me, you know, with his grace.
And you're right about the overtaking vitamins. For example, when I was in school and I did, I was doing nursing, and I took a nutrition course and also, one with nursing. I can't remember which one it was for the nursing, and we had to do a report on the vitamins. I remember doing a report on vitamin A. That there were people in England, men in England, that were taking a lot over the amount that was recommended. And over a period of time, it caused their bones to get porous. And it did some other things to them, too. And so we have to be careful with not overtaking vitamins because we can also hurt ourselves. It's best to eat the vitamins through food, because the soil has been depleted, that's why we need, you know, supplements like multivitamins. You have it all, and they have the daily recommended allowances on the labels. But we have to be real careful. You don't go eating one type of vitamin. I believe Prophet Randy was talking about that, about vitamin, the vitamins that come from the carrots. Overeating was causing, that was another thing we learned in school, causes you to get orange. It comes out through your hands, and you know, so there are things that we have to be real careful that we don't get too much of vitamin D. Too much of that can be bad. Anything, too much of anything can be bad. But that's why we need to go to our doctors and get blood work done to know where our blood levels are before we do need, you know, start taking and medicating our own cells with vitamins, because that's mm-hmm. where a lot of our medications come from plants.
Yes,
and so
mm-hmm.
they extract that and take and make it into medicine more potent than the
mm-hmm.
original plant. So it's best to eat our foods, have a colorful variety of different types of fruits and vegetables. The more the colors, the better it is for you. There was this one girl, her name is Christina, and she's on social media, and she was very sick. She was constantly sick, and she thought she was going to die, but she started getting on a health fix. Somebody told her about eating, you know, organic vegetables, fruits and vegetables. And so she got on that kick without eating meat or anything, and that was fine for her. Not that I'm saying that everybody has to go on that, because I like my meat too. But this young woman, over the period of many years of eating nothing but organic things, and she opened a co-op where they have fruits and vegetables, organic things from the farmer's market, and would sell all that. And she ate so well that the colors of her eyes started changing to lighter colors, like different colors in her iris. It was just all around her eyes were like, she showed us a before and an after, and I was amazed. She says when she was sick, her eyes were dark, very dark.
Mm-hmm.
And then when
mm-hmm.
she started eating healthier, her eyes brightened up. And so you can tell a lot by the eyes of a person, you know, how well they're doing. And just, you know, eat your fruits and vegetables. But even with foods, we can get toxicity. We have to have a variety, a little bit. That's why there's seasons, a season to eat this, another season to eat that. And whatever's in the supermarket for that season, you know, if it's pumpkin, make things with pumpkin. If it's, you know, strawberries and berries, eat that. And so have a variety mm-hmm. and change your diet as the seasons are, you know.
Right.
So that was my little kind of spiel on that. So I'm glad
I do sea moss and elderberry, and I do that daily along with my vitamin. And if I don't do the vitamin IVs and stuff like that with different things added to it that I'm supposed mm-hmm. to have, they make sure they keep a record and make sure I'm taking that my vitamin levels are, you know, because they have to do the blood work. And they can tell which vitamin I'm short of or too much of or less. But so far, everything's been good for the last 3 years. And never had a problem with anything. And then I know they give me, like, vitamin D, 50,000 milligrams. So I'm grateful for that I'm able to help a lot of people and do their hair and taking care of myself and making sure I have strong bones and teeth. And yes, ma'am.
Wow. So you're living proof.
Yes, through the things I've been through. Yes, ma'am, God did it. And I also wanted to share with you about the lips when you were talking about something about the lips. Well, when you were talking, the Lord was giving me something like anointed words of God, testimony, prophet, a God spokesman, testifier, you know, things like that. And it was just encouraging words for the strength and what I needed to go get through this. I wanted to thank both of you. And I was trying to write down the scripture that he gave me.
Okay.
Was it Timothy?
Daniel, do you have anything for Miss Sister Barbara?
Yeah, I was just wondering when they reacted to your age, was it also maybe the word the Lord was giving you that you got them thinking? Could that have been part of the attraction also, that you had an older group, but yet the Lord was giving you the right words that got their attention? I'm just curious.
I could have said something or they were listening before. And also I gave them honor. You know, I respected them enough to give each one honor. And I also told them that not to charge it to my heart, but charge it to my head if I missed anything, because these are the women of international. So it was a lot different than with me just talking to just regular young ladies. You know, I didn't know that I would be talking with the women of age that is seasoned.
Right.
And I know they will also be watching the way I pray and how I pray. But they gave me an opportunity to speak today. So I was like, okay, Lord, this won't be the last.
So those are the avenues. Wow. Wow. Praise God. Oh, I'm so happy for you that you're doing this for the Lord. That's awesome. That is awesome.
Here's the scripture he had me on earlier, and it might fit in. It's Timothy 5:1-2, and it says, "Do not rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters, with all purity." So you gave them their respect that, you know, from all angles.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was
that
so
is.
Happy, you know, and I
wow.
also gave them the thank you for their women departments, whatever they do, or if I missed anything, you know, I'm just like charge it to my head and not my heart. Because I was raised the old school way. And most people, oh, you too related, you da da da. No. I have respect for mine, and so I try to do the right thing with everybody, because there are different attitudes, characters, and everything, and you never know who's watching or listening, and even if I make mm-hmm. a mistake, just like I said that when we were talking about the prison, I said this young man did 14 years, but I taught jail and prison for 13 years. I would actually have groups and go to different churches and started the women and the men group. And then I also had to license them to do the ministry. And so not only that, then when young people, the young children or teenagers get in trouble, then I had to sign off for their hours to get credit for doing something for the ministry or the church, you know, or the yard or cleaning up. And so I was just grateful in helping people, because people that been in the dark for 14 years in prison, well, you can't see a light in the light. But in the dark, when the Lord put that light on you to shine, that means that you have a word, you have a testimony, you have other men to reach, other souls to hear the word of God. So I was just really working with a young man that did 14 years. And so I was just grateful to help anybody, everybody, somebody with the word of God, you know, not just sitting here and not doing anything, you know. So, but
well,
thank you guys for listening.
No, thank you. Thank you. I love listening to your wisdom, and it's no reason. It's the reason why God is using you, because he's put that in you and you're shining for him. So continue doing that. And we pray that God blesses you even more and that he takes you even further to reach out to those that are needing him more than ever now, especially in these days that people need to hear about the Lord. So thank you. I know that the Lord is pleased.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to say tonight?
Well, I think we covered it all in all those scriptures. I can go back. But the first scripture that Daniel gave me was at Timothy 2:3-6, or did I write it down right?
Yeah, Timothy 2:3-4.
Oh, 3 and 4. Okay, I got you. Because I'll go back and read it and know what's going to get me. And thank you guys. I appreciate y'all. I know you have other callers. And I just thank you because, you know, I need the wisdom, the knowledge, because, you know, until there's no ending. Until. So
yeah.
We will always need help. So thank you guys. God bless
you. Well, God bless you, and you have a great week.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That's awesome. Let's go back to 402. 214, your
Hi,
name and where you're from.
Hi, Daniel. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, Sharon?
Yes, it's me, it's Sharon. Yeah, hi. Sorry, I had my phone sitting up. Yes, well,
okay.
Thank you so much.
Let me put you on mute, and I'll pray for you and come back to you. All right. All right, thank you, Lord, for sharing, Father God. Thank you, Father God. For the group. I thank you, Lord. I just saw that word, the group, you're going to be in a group of some sort. I'm not sure what that is, but God is orchestrating that. There's something about a group. I guess you're going to be meeting people. I don't know. There's something about a group. So you're going to be part of a group. And I pray, Father God, that you touch Sharon, Father God, in that group, and that you just use her to minister to those around her, Father God. Whatever purposes you have for that group, Lord, we just lift that up to you, Lord, and we just ask you, Father God, that you would touch Sharon, that she'll be mindful that it is you orchestrating this and allowing her to be part of this, and so that that she seeks your way at all times, because she's bringing you glory. I don't know what it is about that group, but God is orchestrating something with that group. I don't know if you are in it or if you're going to be in it, but there's something about a group. Daniel, do you have something for Ms. Sharon?
Yeah, I'm going to, it's Psalm 152. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. So he's gearing you up for something. I concur with Carmen there that you're being prepared for a group. But then again, even if we save one soul, you know, that's great too. So the Lord has you in preparation. Amen.
Yeah, sometimes it's not a whole lot, but maybe something we say that will touch somebody's lives to turn them around. And so we thank you, Lord, for Miss Sharon. We thank you, Father God. We just ask you to bless her and give her the wisdom, Father God, that she needs for the people around her, in Jesus' name. Amen. Miss Sharon, how are you?
Hi, honey. Oh, I'm good. I might know what you're talking about, but I'm not sure. So I'm sure God will reveal it. But it was good to hear that he's right there in the middle of it.
Yes.
And that
he's
involved. Because that's what I need.
Be very mindful of, whatever group that you may be part of. It could be so many things, but that's what I saw, the word group. So be mindful that it's God orchestrating that and allowing you to be in the middle of that. So because you are an agent for God, an agent for the Lord. Amen.
Okay. Right.
All right. So how's everything?
Would you pray for my friend Kevin? He's having a hard time.
Is he?
He is a Christian. So
when you're saying a hard time, in his health or in his walk?
He's got a lot of responsibility. So a lot of different things.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, the best way you can do it is through prayer, and that's what you're doing now, asking for prayer for him, and that's how you can be a good friend to this person. So, Lord, we just lift up Kevin. We ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to touch Kevin, Father God. We pray that, Father God, that you guide him, Father God, in your truth, that as he seeks your word, that he seeks fellowship with your people, fellowship with
with people of like-mindedness, Father God, that you would start giving him the things of God, the mind of God, and the things that the mind of God to know how to deal with his issues, the things that he needs to do, his responsibilities, Father God. We ask you, Father God, that you will give him such wisdom, Father God, as he seeks your face, that he will know that he knows this is the way I am to go. This is the way I am to go, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for the deliverance that he needs, that he is getting, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance. And sometimes God delivers us just by knowing his ways. He delivers us from the things that could have happened but don't happen because we take the right path.
Right.
So we thank you, Lord, for that in the name of Jesus, for that deliverance. Daniel, do you have anything for Kevin?
Yes. Father God, just lift up Brother Kevin, Lord. Brother Kevin, I just, recommend that something I've done when the pressures come on that you can't control, that you take the moment in the morning when you begin your day and put them to the Lord. All these issues that come up, just let the Lord help you line them up or, numerically or however, by the pressures or whatever it is. And you will see that he will help you guide through the pressures, guide through the difficult ones. And then before you realize it, there weren't as many problems as you thought. Our mind tends to, exaggerate a lot of these things. And sometimes we just try to find our own solutions. But speaking from my experiences, and I'm not a youngster, so I learned later on in life that when I put them before him, as difficult as it may seem, as tall as the wall may seem, put it before the Lord, and you'll find out that he'll open the door. He'll give you the words. He'll help you line it up. He'll send someone to help you. He'll have someone just agree with you on what needs to be done. And before you realize it, you've gotten through the difficult day. It's a matter of us giving in to him, where we acknowledge that he is our Lord and God and Savior and King, and trust him. Okay, doesn't make us sound weak or anything else. There's nothing wrong with us. We just acknowledge that he is the Almighty Father and that he will guide us through there. So my recommendation is every morning, just talk to him, and in your conversation with him, however it be, just take those moments, and he will guide you accordingly. Amen.
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 Sister Sharon, you there?
Yes, ma'am. Yep, I'm here.
So how are you doing?
I'm here. Okay, a little better.
You're better?
That weird stuff on here, yeah. Weird stuff in my apartment around
me. Okay, but you know that you have Psalms 91, that God promises his protection.
Right.
And
yes.
Sometimes we can't acknowledge the enemy so much. We have to acknowledge God. And when we do, all these things dissipate. It's almost like what Daniel is talking about, that when we give things to God, then these things that are coming at us then don't seem so big. And God makes a way.
Right.
And it just, we have protection. We have wisdom. We have everything we need in God. So remember that.
Right.
That when you see these things, don't acknowledge the enemy. Acknowledge how great and wonderful God is. And so that's the time to praise God. And these things will
will line up and go in Jesus' name. Remember that.
Right.
And so how are your family doing?
Good, good. My daughter got a raise, got a promotion, a new job. So,
praise God.
You know, yeah, I'm really excited. He was, I told her last time she, last time she had applied for the position in the same thing that she's doing right now. She didn't get it, which she should have because of her qualifications. I just said, you know, maybe God's got a better plan, you know, and she agreed. And this one just came out of nowhere. She doesn't lose any of her benefits or anything because it's still for the city. But it's a whole different area where she'll be able to practice a lot of different kinds of law. She'll be out of that child abuse and neglect, which is good because she's put her time in. She's done enough, and it is something that you just cannot do. I mean, they give her the very worst cases because no one else knows how to do anything. And it's too much.
Yeah, I've heard it is. I haven't done any of that, but I knew a lady years ago that would always ask me to pray for her, and she would tell me about all the stuff, well, not in detail, things that were heavy duty in that field.
I used to do
it.
So did I. I was in that. That's what I was. When my son was killed, that's what I was doing. Child abuse and neglect. I was a case manager for the state. Two of the people involved in my son's murder were state wards. Big conflict there because they were not being supervised like they should have been, and on. But anyway, so I am very familiar with it. And it was very hard because I'm very conscientious and I care, you know, so I would work hard to make sure the kids got what they needed, and I fought for them. And whereas there's a lot of workers out there that just don't really care, they just punch in a time clock, you know.
Now it's I see where your heart is coming from, why you care about even the homeless and all that. Your heart is in all that because you understand that. You understand what people go through. Wow. Wow. So the perfect person to pray for people like that.
Well, that's one of the things I always saw. I mean, this way back when my husband first abandoned us and my children were little and my daughter was just starting kindergarten, I remember walking home from taking her to school and thinking, you know, and about 20 feet behind me was this girl and she was crying. And so of course I stopped to see what's the matter. And she told me, and I had realized right around that time, even when I was going through stuff, that God was bringing people to me that were about 6 months behind me. You know, they were going through what I had just gone through. So I was able to help them a little bit. And I've kind of seen that all my life. So a lot of times when I go through, you know, something happens in my life, I realize, I think right away, okay, God wants me to see what this is really like, you know, because it's kind of like you can't know what something's like unless you've gone through it. It's that old adage. And I've kind of been through it a lot.
Yeah.
If not all.
God allows us to be delivered so we can help other people be delivered.
Exactly.
Sort of like
exactly.
what he did with Moses. Yeah, he delivered him and he used him later on to deliver others. And so that's how it works. How can we tell others about something if we haven't, you know, not always, but when we experience it, it means so much. It's powerful. You know, we have that heart that understands.
Right.
So I know you have a lot in you that God wants to use to touch other people. Sometimes people think that, oh, wow, you have to be young. You have to be, super healthy No, sometimes,
right.
You know, when you've gone through, those are the best people God can use to minister to those that are hurting, because they've been there. They've done that. They got the T-shirt.
Right.
So they,
yeah.
You know, people will can
yeah.
relate. Yeah, people can relate to the pain that, you know, there's something that bonds you to that other person. So God
right.
is going to use you. Maybe that has something to do with that group. I don't know what that has to do with it.
Right.
But I know that God's going to use you, Miss Sharon. You have a lot to give.
Thank you.
You have a lot.
It's just, you know, you just want to do a good job for God. I don't want to mess
yeah.
things up,
yeah.
so.
Yeah,
so
that's why we got to keep reading his word, right?
Yeah, right.
So we know what his mind is about, the mind of God is all about. So we have his mind
right.
and
right.
not the world's. Daniel, do you have
right.
anything else for Ms. Sharon?
Yeah, I'm gonna go a different route here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I command all the enemy's attempts to harass, to just, you know, boldly, you know, move things around or do whatever he's doing in her home. Father God, we tell the enemy to cease from whatever he's attempting to do. By the power that our Lord has given us, we command you to stop. Command you to stop. Command you to stop in the name of Jesus. You are not welcome there. Leave our sister alone. She stands under the protection of our Lord, and you need to move on. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you so much. It's always
all right.
best when another, you know, person prays with you for that.
Yes.
I hope
so. You're covered. The Lord has you covered. Amen.
Yeah.
Remember,
yeah.
you got the mind of
you know,
Christ. The enemies.
I have to tell you, though, if I try to mm-hmm. tell someone about it, you know, like if I tried to tell my daughter, or she normally doesn't believe in anything. People don't believe it, but I don't tell them much. But even if I try to tell a little bit, I don't. One of the reasons I think they don't believe me is because I'm not freaking out about it. You know what I mean? I don't even really get that upset because.
But remember,
it doesn't.
You have authority. I believe as a believer. When you see these things
right.
that are trying to attack you, you command them to leave in Jesus' name. And the more you do it, the more you will, you stand in it, the more you're going to have freedom in it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
We have our
yeah.
different battles. Everybody has something different. And so you need to learn to fight against that in the name of Jesus. But stand in the word and remember you have to have your armor on. The armor of God on, knowing that you have the mind of Christ, you have the
right.
breastplate of righteousness, his righteousness, what God says is right, the girding of your loins about with truth, God's truth, not our truth, but what God says is truth. And we were talking about that earlier, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit, God's word, the shoes of the preparation, sharing the word of the gospel to others. And you're doing a lot of that, but remember that your armor has to be as a whole, because the enemy's waiting to see what part of you that is not armored up to try to attack,
yeah.
you know, hate, and that's
yeah.
for all of
right.
us. And so when we step out our doors and we're, even in our homes, when we wake up, we have to be armored up all the time. We don't take that armor off. We never take
mm-hmm.
it off. We leave it on all the time because the enemy is constantly trying to, you know, bombard us one way or another. I mean, it could be through a phone
yeah.
call. It could be in any form. But we don't take the armor off. We are soldiers 24/7. Amen? And so, but we rest it. We are covered in God. You know, we have him. So we rest in him.
Right.
Amen? So,
Amen.
What were you saying, Daddy?
Yeah. Anoint your home, please. Anoint your home.
Yeah.
Right. I've been
pray over your
it's
home.
It's been on my mind a lot. I've got to go get some holy water.
Well, you can use oil. You know, olive oil. You can anoint your home, yourself.
Right.
You pray over yourself.
you know, yeah. Oil as symbol of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Okay.
Right.
So, yeah. So, amen. Is there anything else you would like to say?
No, honey, I think that's it. Just the only thing that, well, it just popped in my mind again, so I'm going to say it. You know, I've heard Randy the other night talking about idols, and you were talking about that. I was really glad that you brought up people using, you know, their own talent and, you know, their jobs or whatever that can become an idol.
Anything could be an idol.
Right. But I heard something the other day where reference towards Catholics as idol worshipers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's completely off. That's completely wrong. I mean, I'm Catholic, and I'm not an idol worshiper. But I do.
Okay.
I do. Like the cross, you know, I have reverence towards things that symbolize Jesus or Mary or the
mm-hmm.
Holy Family or anything to do with God, the Holy Spirit. I have reverence towards that because it reminds me of Jesus. You know, like if you have a statue, it reminds you of who that statue is of, just like you have pictures of your children or grandchildren around your house. You know, you don't adore the picture, you adore the person that it's a picture of. You know, does that make sense?
As a former Catholic, I was raised in that since birth. I went to Catholic schools that had nuns and priests, and I saw what idol worship there was. They would have the kids pray in front of the statue. I have family members that would pray in front of the statue and revere the statue.
Right.
And there was processions
because
in the Catholic
church. Because
it's a symbol
of a person.
Well,
it was a symbol of Jesus or a symbol
of... They took it a little further than that. I remember ceremonies going to service, and they would call the daughters of Mary. We are not the daughters of Mary. We are the daughters of God, for those that believe in God. And they would take a statue, and they would carry it, the idol, and put flowers on it and sing to it.
Right. They would carry the statue because it reminds them of Mary. Because Mary was not there in person, you know, that they could see. Now, as far as, you know, remember, when we're children, we don't always understand everything and things are not explained to us very well. But
no, I was a teenager. I went to high school.
Right.
I was going to be a nun. And then when I grew older and I started really, looking into what I was believing as an adult, I realized, you know, this was not lining up with the Word of God. Not only the statues, it's so many other things. That's just one little thing. There's so much more that is involved in the doctrine
stuff. It's so funny because, you know, people ignore what's in the Bible about all that. And they pick and choose. And, you know, Jesus said 7 words from the crucifix before he died.
Mm-hmm.
And most of it was about his mother, Mary. You know, he said, this is your son. Son, this is your mother.
Mm-hmm.
It was then that he gave Mary to us as our mother. He gave that to all of us. So she intercedes for us like a mother. I mean, if Jesus said it from the cross, it's pretty important. And that's what that's all about. That's why we call her our mother.
What is the scripture that you're basing it?
I mean, we can go on and on about it, but there's a lot of things that don't line up, and you have to study it, what the Word of God says with what is being taught. And when you start really reading into it, what God is saying, remember that I was talking about truth today. It's not our
right.
truth. The world has a different
right.
truth. It's what God
exactly.
says in His Word. Yeah. We don't
uh-huh.
go based on what everybody else says.
Right.
We go based on what
and
the
Jesus,
Word of God says to do.
And Jesus said that He was giving Mary to all of us as our mother and gave
Where
us
is that in Scripture?
Children.
Okay, give us the Scripture.
Know,
so we
find it. Find it so that it's when Jesus is dying on the cross. That's
okay.
what He said
the
from
only
the cross.
Scripture, yeah, the only Scripture that I know about is where Jesus is telling John that that's his mother.
Right. That's right.
He was not, he wasn't telling the world that that it was.
John symbolized
no.
all of us.
No, you can't take the word out of context. Jesus told John, this is your mother, because she was going to need someone to take. And back in those days, women
mm-hmm.
weren't considered valuable without
right.
a husband or a son
right.
to take care of them. So he
and
was
then we,
taking
then
care
here
of
we
his
are.
Daughter.
As far as going to Mary to intercede for us, to pray for us, to her son, that kind of goes right there to the wedding feast. When Jesus performed his first miracle, which he didn't even want to do, except his mother came to him and said, they're out of wine, and then told the servant, do whatever he says. So Jesus performed
he did
his first
an act of
miracle.
Obedience to his mother. But and that was also a
right.
way to push him into what he needed to do. But
right.
we have to be careful that we don't take the Scriptures and take them out of context to say what it's not saying, because God says not to add to His Word and not to take away from the Word.
Oh, I know. And unfortunately, that's happened. You know, the first,
yeah,
the first
with
Bible.
Catholics, I love Catholics. Hey,
Bible.
I wanted to become a nun because of the nuns around me. They were loving.
Well,
they
I'm
were
glad
teachers.
You had good ones. I had
they
the
were,
bad ones.
Oh, well, we had bad ones too. They spanked
yeah.
with rulers. But
yeah,
I never.
Yeah.
You know,
I
was a good kid.
The best, pretty much.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
I was. A,
I flunked out of religion in high school too. I did. I had to take 16 courses. Before I could graduate. Yep.
Okay.
I was really, really a rebel, let me tell you. But, no, the Bible is a perfect example. I mean, the Catholic Church is the one who gave the Bible to the world. And then later, books of the Bible were taken out. And that's what you see as the King James. As the all of those Bibles are Protestant Bibles of them removed. From the first Bible.
Well, I mean, we can go on and on about this, but there's
true.
A lot of things that have to do with
it.
And we do love the Catholics. We do love the Catholics, Sharon, but there's a lot of things that they're not aligned with the Word of God. And we can say this and we can say that about the Word, but the Word of God is there. It's anointed by God. And He put men
right.
together to put it together. So
well,
if
you
just
know,
start discrediting the Word of God because of its writings or who wrote it or what, we get ourselves in trouble. I learned years ago through a pastor that he was arguing with someone about the Word of God. And in my spirit, I didn't get out of the car. He started, you know, preaching to this man. And I felt like the Lord, and I had to rebuke my pastor. And I said, the Lord doesn't want us to fight about the Word.
Exactly.
The Word is the Word.
I just,
God wants us to bring unity,
well,
to bring clarity. But when we start arguing back and forth,
right.
yeah, but when
mm-hmm.
we start arguing back and forth about the Word, that right there is not God. And God,
well,
later on, my pastor came, and he thanked me because the Lord revealed to him that he was wrong,
right.
and he apologized.
Well,
for being
One of the things about the Bible is it's the living word of God, and the Holy Spirit will maybe speak to, you know, different people, different things. You can read the same scripture or psalm, you know, 50 times and one time get something new out of it. I mean, you know, get
exactly.
Every time you read it, that's the way the Holy Spirit works. That's why it's called the living word of God. And God gives people information when they're ready for it and not before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where
it goes,
you know,
deeper and deeper.
Careful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God's word goes deeper and deeper. You get a deeper meaning of it every time. And
right.
He gives you more and more as you, I guess here on earth, we'll never finish learning all the things that we need to know about. What am I saying? We just have to get prepared. Not for heaven, but for now, because right now is where we're living, and this is where God has put us with a mission to do, to touch other people. And it's in love, and it's not in with arguments. It's not in, it has to be with truth, because the world has truth.
Right.
Religions have truth, their own truth that are not lined up with the word of God, including Christianity.
No.
There's different kinds of Christianity, religions that call themselves Christians and that are not lining up with the word of God. And some are, and some have a little bit more, some a little bit less, but we can't, like I mentioned the week before or the week after, 2 weeks before, that you don't throw the baby out with the water. We have to be careful. There's some things that are right, some things are wrong, and there's some beautiful people that are out there. They're anointed, but not all their doctrine is lining up. Not all that, and we have to line up with God's truth, not our truth, not somebody else's truth, not an organized group's truth. It's God's truth.
Right.
That's what's going to keep us on the narrow path. Amen.
Right.
Is there anything else you like to ask for prayer for, a testimony?
I just praying for my daughter and my grandkids, and that's kind of what I think we covered everything. I appreciate it. Appreciate your prayers.
Well, I'm glad that you got a raise. That's awesome. I'm sure you're really happy about her.
It's a different kind of job. It's close to home, so it's going to be
and
so much better for her.
Huh? Yeah,
yes.
Less stress. And that's
trying to help children who've been raped and have to go through all that on the stand. And, I mean, there's nothing more stressful.
Yeah, but as you hear all that, lift it up in prayer, because you understand you've worked in that kind of environment and you understand it so well. You are the perfect person to pray for that. Not that we're not all called to pray, but there's something about when we have a heart for things like that to pray.
Right.
We get a hold of the heart of God. Amen.
Right.
All right. Daniel, do you have anything else for me, Sharon? You're welcome.
No, I'm good.
All right. Thank you, Daniel.
All right, Ms. Sharon. You know we love you.
Good night. God bless you.
All right. Have a great week. Bye-bye. All right. 870-415, your name and where you're from?
Hi, this is Shavonda from Arkansas.
Shavonda.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let me put you on mute, and then I'll get back with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, thank you, Father God, for Shavonda. Thank you for Shavonda, Lord. We just thank you, Father God, because I see the Lord touching your mind like changing the mind, your mind, your mind. And it's almost like he's renewing your mind. He's renewing your mind. That's what I'm seeing. It's almost like he has his hand on your mind. Though there's some thinking that he's touching, that he's changing. The mind of Christ, the mind of Christ, the mind of Christ. I thank you, Lord, for the things that are lining up, lining up. I thank you, Father God, because of the mind of Christ. There's some things that are lining up. He said when the mind is lined up with the Lord, your walk is lined up with the Lord. So things are lining up in Jesus' name. Samuel, do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, it's like if Sharonda's reaching out to the Lord or she's asked some questions. He's got me in Psalm 80:19. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Cause your face to shine and we shall be saved. So, Sharonda, is any doubt that he hears you? He hears you. And you will see his face shining. Amen.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Let's call to her on the line. Hey, Sharonda. How are you, my dear?
Hi. I'm fine today. Well, it's nighttime, but it's been a long day. You know, like what you were saying that about the mind thing, I was just content with being slow to speak today because it just seemed like I was getting tested. I got stuck in the mud at church. Somebody had some negative to say, but I was still very kind. I left, stopped on the side of the road to help somebody else. God sent help. I wasn't in trouble. And he sent the same person back again. And it's just, what as far as Mr. Daniel was saying with the question mark, I literally was like, question mark, like, God, you know what? I'm full of questions right now because it's no doubt that I know that he's with me, but it's like, okay, God, like, I just literally witnessed the great things of somebody's life the same age as me, and I kept telling some of my old friends it could have been me many times that was getting buried today, but it wasn't. Yet I'm being peaceful, still smiling, still happy. I don't think I'm sad. I think I'm just, my heart just hurts because in a split second, many people watch somebody getting ready to be buried, and then I just witnessed so much hatefulness, crazy chaoticness, then turn around and seeing God's grace just that fast. It's a question mark.
Well, and that's where God wants us, to have a good attitude no matter what comes our way. Just keep smiling. Even when people are ugly, you keep smiling. And the pain and the loss of people, that is a good thing. The Word of God, I was studying the Word of God, and he was talking about in Solomon, referring that it was Solomon, but doesn't say that it was Solomon. It's in Ecclesiastes, where it says that it's better to be in the house of mourning than, you know, in the house of praise, because it gets you to where you are supposed to be. When you realize that, you know, there's people dying, it helps us to get down to earth again. When you're having fun and everything, you may be missing the boat of why you're being called here on earth. It shocks us and brings us into place
when we see funerals, people dying, it gives us a wake-up call to realize, okay, am I living the way I'm supposed to be living? And, you know, just because other people are going through good times and this and that, that's not where God wants us a lot of times. It's better to be in the house where there's mourning, because it brings us to our core. It brings us to where we're supposed to be. That's what the Word of God talks about. Now, I'm not making that up. Danny, do you have anything to say about that?
I was going to just share with Sharonda that this week, as Carmen mentioned about this relative that we had, this relative had no symptoms whatsoever, had gone through recently through her physicals and stuff. So when she wasn't feeling good, they thought it might be a stroke, and that's why she went to the hospital, only to find out it was a tumor. So I've had to deal with my daughter, you know, asking the why, you know, why Linda, why now, why this, because she also babysits my granddaughters. So, you know, yes, I mean, I was reaching out to the Lord too. It's like, okay, give me the answers, guide me the right way, you know, because right now everybody's hurting. This is like one of the matriarchs of the family there, so everybody, but she had the best response when the doctors confronted her and told her what she had. There was no freak out or anything else. She just says, okay, that's fine. Then I'll get to see my mom and dad, you know, maybe sooner than I expected. Well, in a way that calmed everybody down, because it was like, wow, if that's, you know, so she's made peace already with the Lord. She's a believer. And, but yet, you know, all the family around her is asking the why. So I've had to talk to my daughter, you know, in depth, and I see what you're saying. When you see around you and things are different, it's just, you just got to turn to the Lord, and he'll give us the words, and he'll explain it. And don't think he ever leaves. I mean, I told my daughter, look, it's hard for us with our human minds to understand what's going on, but the Lord always has a purpose, okay? And we'll see it. Eventually, we'll see what all this was about. And it's always for our good. It's just hard to accept it because, you know, they want to fix things in the human spirit mind to fix things, and we just have to trust him. That's when our faith is tested. And in this case, when you're having those bad days, and it's okay to question. It's just a test of our faith. And when you go through these things, as Carmen has mentioned, sometimes it's preparation for, you might run into somebody else that's going through it, and having gone through it, you speak more realistic about what they're feeling because you've already felt it. So, you know, all this has a purpose. Just know that the Lord's face is shining on you, no matter how it seems. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, I found that the scripture is in the Ecclesiastes 7:2-4. It says, it is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of myrrh. And myrrh was like a numbing medicine, something that would be given to people to numb them. And nowadays people, they go to bars and they numb themselves with alcohol, or they numb themselves with drugs so that they won't feel the pain. But if you are wise, you allow yourself to face that. God says you're wise because you allow yourself to be in the house of mourning, to feel that, to learn from that, to know that there is an end, that that's where we're all going eventually. And so we really, you know, need to understand and not to shy away from these things. My grandma, may she rest in peace, she was funny. she would love going to the funerals. And I've talked about this before. She loved going to funerals and saying, talking about the person when they were alive. And she would just make jokes about everything, but, you know, in a decent way, in a good way, to remember the person. And she would love going and being there and being with the family because she knew that, she took it in her heart that she knew that it was better to be there and be realistic about one's life. And she loved people. She loved them even more, I think, as she grew older, because she realized the value of people, of, you know, each individual. She saw many people pass away. And as we grow older, the older we grow, the more we're going to see more people that we love pass away. And it's just something that everyone has to go through. The older you get, the more you're going to see everybody passing away. But it helps us to get in tune with God. But the opposite would be, you know, running away from that and numbing yourselves in the sorrow with things that would just, you know, so you won't feel. And that's not good. We need to feel. We need to feel these things so that we can see what God wants us to see. Okay?
Right.
So, amen. Amen. So,
amen.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I had a, it makes sense because I had this dream last night. You know, I woke up rebuked it, and then it basically, I kept continuing to read the I kept reading past what you stopped it, and like all of that happened, like all of it happened today, and it's like it just made my heart just so sad, like just so sad. And I was, even in that moment of where I was today, I was happy about the progress in somebody's life, not trying to place them in heaven, hell, wherever, because only God knows it. But just what I saw, that just, oh my God. So all of it makes sense. All of it makes perfect sense. And I just feel like, okay, I know I'm not the only one in the world. So that's where the question marks are from. Like, what in the world?
Yeah, and we learn to value those people around us more because we have that understanding that tomorrow is not guaranteed to any of us. Look at this family member that Danny has, but she's blessed to be able to say her goodbyes. Not many people have that opportunity. Danny, you want to say something?
No, I just agree is that even like explaining to my daughters, you know, here's an opportunity for everything to get cleared up and said and put to rest. And it's a blessing. That's hard to say when someone's going through that, but there's a blessing here because all the families come together, some that hadn't seen each other for a while. And so the Lord knows what he's doing. Okay. I mean, we just have to sit back and sometimes just watch it and offer whatever comfort we can, but let it run its course because, as Carmen says, we're all getting to a certain age and, you know, it is part of life and we move on to what we all look forward to. Amen.
Amen. God bless you guys.
Is there anything else you'd like prayer for?
No, ma'am.
So you know you're on track. God is trying to show you something, how to be wise.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful week, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Let me see. All right, well, God bless you, Shavanda. All right. Our next caller, 225-270, your name and where you're from.
Jacqueline Colbert from Louisiana.
Okay.
Daniel, can you pray for her? I need to step away for a minute.
Father God, we lift up Jacqueline, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the work you're doing with her, Lord. Those that she's reaching out to and touching, Father God. Lord, that she's a mother to many, Father God. Amen, Lord. Yes, Father God. I see that. I see the big picnic table. You know, people coming by your home for, I don't know, it's not necessarily a party, but just like your home is a home. And nowadays, we probably don't have as many feeling like that. We all used to love to go to certain relatives' homes. That's how the Lord showed me your home is a gathering place, peaceful place.
Okay.
And it's like there's just a beam shining over this table. Either you've had a gathering or there's a gathering coming or something. It's almost like a beam of light covering the gathering. Amen. That's what I'm seeing. Ms. Jacqueline, hopefully you can tell me what I'm picking up on. Amen.
All right, let me pray for her. Thank you, Lord, for Ms. Jacqueline, Father God. We just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know, I'm seeing like you're having trouble standing up, getting up, like maybe back. Yeah, so I rebuke the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that pain in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your healing touch over her. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. How are you, Miss Jacqueline?
All right.
How is everything? You're doing
all right.
Okay?
Doing okay.
Good to hear you.
Thank you.
Do you have any words of wisdom for us? Any testimonies?
Well, I just want to say that you pray for my sister's husband, and he's doing much better.
Amen. Is it Michael?
I mean, Michael. He don't stop at eating and he walking around and stuff
like that
because the doctors had gave him up to die. They say all we can do is make him comfortable. But he went to work one day last week and he did okay with that. He's an attorney.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to work?
Yeah, he went to work. He worked as a turner. And he'd been walking around and he'd been eating again and started doing the normal things he normally do. He'd drive and all that. Because the doctors had gave him up to die. They told my sister all they can do is make him comfortable. He had been in the hospital so many times. Because he has cancer. But the cancer haven't spread it or nothing, so
that's
good. Confident.
Yeah, so let's pray for him. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Michael, Lord. Father, you see what he's going through with the cancer. We curse that cancer to the root in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that the doctors will, that you inspire the doctors to know what exactly to do for him, to help him, any new ideas, Father God, that will be the thing that will work.
And I pray, I thank you, Lord, for giving him the strength, the energy. And I believe and I know that, Father God, you're working in his life. Father God, he wants to live. He wants to live and not die. And so we declare and decree, Father God, over him that he is going to live and not die. We just pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus for his life. Set him free, Father God. We just curse that cancer to the root, every bit of it, that it won't progress, but it will die in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord. We just pray you touch him and extend his life, Father God, his family. Meet him, and we just thank you for his life, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the testimony of what you're doing in his life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing right now. Danny, do you have anything to pray for Mr. Michael?
No, Father God, we just ask that you give him that divine energy, Lord, that rekindling of his spirit, Lord, where he's feeling better enough to go to work. You know, we thank you for that, Father God. That's really an inspiration for us, Lord. But Father God, we just ask that you continue to just boost him up, Lord. You know, let him know that you are with him, and let him start feeling better, Lord, that the people start seeing even the color in his face change, Lord, and you just see him brighten up, Father God. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord, we ask you, Father God, that he'll be in a good state whenever it is that you call him to be with you, Lord, that it's not when the doctors say, but when you call him. And we just ask you to just bless his life, Father God, and the days that he has on this earth, Father God. You know how many days he has. We don't know. And we thank you, Father God, for the days that he is already living and that he's living to the full. And we pray that you continue giving him that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for that desire, that wanting to live. And I pray that you touch him even more each and every day. Bless his family, Father God, and help them to realize that tomorrow is not guaranteed to anyone and that we need to love each other today. And thank you, Lord, for giving him these days to meditate on his own life, to get things right with you. And we thank you for that. And that's something that we should all be doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank
amen.
You, Ms. Jacqueline. Is there anything else you want to say?
Well, you did pray for me that I struggled to be walking sometimes. Well, my back has been bothering me and my legs.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, that is true. But
I saw
tell
you.
The devil,
I saw
I'm
you.
Up anyway.
When I was praying for you, that's what I saw you. It was like you were hunched over, like with your back. That's what I was seeing. So we thank you, Lord, for that.
Yeah, I struggle with my back and my legs. But
back and your legs?
Try to move them. Yeah, my back and my legs, I do struggle with them.
Well,
sometimes
it's hard
for me to walk.
Well, in the morning, when you get up, you're gentle with yourself getting up. But once you're up, I would recommend that, you know, you try to get dressed from head to toe, put shoes on, and stretch. You know, it's good to stretch while you're in the shower with the heat going through your body or with a heating pad. And then you stretch your body. Because sometimes we don't stretch our bodies. We're like rubber bands. If we don't do stretches in the morning, we tend to stay stiff all day. But if you allow your body to stretch, you stretch, you know, your arms, your legs, you bend slowly, it helps you to get kind of those kinks out of your legs and your back, and you'll feel better. I remember this lady named Beverly Cleverly. She would come on TV in the morning. This is an old, early in the morning, really
an old show, and they would give reruns of her. She passed away. She was in, I think, believed in her 90s. And she would stretch every day and help so many elderly people to do the same thing. And she was very active till she passed away. She was in her 90s. Her name was Miss Beverly. And so it is good to stretch as far as you go. And every day you try to do a little, push it a little bit more. And you're probably going to hear a snap, crackle, pop while you're doing it. And things are lining up. But drink lots of water, too, because a lot of people don't realize they're dehydrated. And as we get older, we don't have that. We kind of people lose their ability to sense that they're thirsty. So we have to get good drinking water, things that that will hydrate you, not just regular water. There's waters that hydrate that have electrolytes in them. Essentia is a good water. It helps you to, I mean, it does so much for you. It hydrates you quickly. So drinking water, making sure you're eating healthy, you know. Eat the fruits that are in season, the fruits and vegetables that are in season, and try to cook with that. But, yeah, it's very important to keep hydrated because there's something about it. And even in the – I remember working in the convalescent home where they would tell us that we need to remind the elderly or the patients to drink their water because they would lose that ability to remember to drink water. And so we had need reminders. Not coffee because coffee dehydrates. But if you're going to be drinking coffee, you better have a lot of water, drinking up a lot of water to replace and push all that out. We need good drinking water. Amen?
Yeah.
And you'll feel better. You'll feel, even emotionally, you'll feel better. When you're dehydrated, you're like, some people get confused because they don't have the water working in their brain. So hydrate. Oh, wow. Thank you, Jesus, for Sister Jacqueline. Lord, we just pray that you touch her. You touch her spine. You touch her legs, Father God, that whatever nerves are pinching, Father God, that you would allow her to move and give her that ability to move in the morning, to stretch, Lord, and to hydrate in Jesus' name. We thank you for
Amen.
That. We thank God for her health in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Is there anything else you'd like to say, Sister Jacqueline?
No, I don't have nothing else to say.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for calling. It's always a pleasure.
God bless you, too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night. Bye.
All right.
Good night.
251-229, your name and where you're from.
Yes, this is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Oh, Sarah from Alabama. All right, give me a minute. It's always good to hear your voice. It's like family. We're all family here on CGN, aren't we?
Thank you, Lord.
Let me pray for you. Let me put you on mute. Thank you, Lord, for Sarah from Alabama. We thank you, Lord, for her life, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Lord, I just pray that you restore that energy in her. I pray you give her the wisdom to revitalize herself, to energize, revitalize her body, Father God, things to help her body to work better, Father God. Okay. We rebuke that spirit of tiredness in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Father God, that you would just infuse her with your energy in Jesus' name.
with the Holy Ghost energy, Father God, that will touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. I bind that spirit, that serpent spirit that tries to suck the life out of her in the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you and I command you to let her go. That spirit, that python spirit, I bind and I command you to go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go. And thank you, Lord. I bind that spirit. I lying spirit that tries to sap her of her energies. I command you to go in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Ooh, I'm even feeling it over here. Thank you, Lord. Danny, do you have anything?
I'm not getting anything right now.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. All right. Let me get back to her. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, sis.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, exactly. Prophetically, I feel exactly what the Lord gave you to say.
Whoa. Yeah,
it's like the
snake, the python, where it takes its victim and it just squeezes out the energies out of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was seeing. It's almost like you were helpless, but you're not helpless because Jesus is with you. You know, it's amazing.
All right.
It's the tactic of the enemy to wear us out.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I don't
Either
know why.
Either he uses people, he'll use people,
uh-huh.
or he'll come in himself and try to do it to wear us out.
Yeah. Because I've been feeling so tired, and I was like, whoa. I mean, I needed to get into my vitamins and just take, you know, take maybe one more extra than what it tells me to, like it'll say two. But that's how tired I've been feeling.
Yeah. Have you been resting and hydrating?
Yeah, I've been resting, but I haven't been drinking a whole lot of water. I mean, you know, the water that I used to, you know, intake, it hasn't been.
I got something to say. Sometimes we're on our feet so long and we wear the wrong shoes and sometimes we wear the wrong socks. I recommend for those that are, don't have good shoes to get yourself one, at least two pairs of good shoes, you know, one day so you alternate. Things that are going to grab your heel and your ankle well. Because if you have good insoles, it gives you energy in your body also. Also, compression socks, not socks that, you know, they're going to squeeze the blood out of you. But, you know, things that, you know, are slightly going to hold your legs in, you know, the arch of your legs. And you'd be amazed.
Mm-hmm.
How much more energy you're going to feel. Sometimes we wear the wrong shoes and socks, and when we come home, we're super tired. Even young people are feeling tired because of the wrong shoes and the wrong socks. I heard these young people complaining today about how tired their legs were and how tired they felt. And I said, well, wear compression socks. Oh, that's for old people. I go, no.
Mm-hmm.
They sell them for everybody now. I go, you're the one that's going to miss out if you don't buy them and wear them. Then you won't have energy. I've worn them. I didn't like them at the first, but then
I realized, oh my goodness, if I don't wear this, I don't feel good. I feel like my energies are zapped. They honestly zap your energy. And so there's a lot of work that people are doing, standing up all day, and they need things to hold their legs up. Even, you know, for women wearing girdles, you know, because of their back from standing, that helps to keep things in, and mm-hmm. you feel more energy. You feel more energy, but not one of these girdles that hold you totally in. And those that have high blood pressure have to be real careful with that, because wearing anything that is really tight can mm-hmm. bring blood pressure higher. But something that slightly can, you know, gather your flesh in, gives you more that more stability to be able to do things. And you'll have more energy. You'll get things more done. You'll feel the difference. Because I remember working as a security guard. I was working as a security guard, and I bought some, and that helped me immensely. I was like, oh my goodness, these are good,
mm-hmm.
but not too tight, because then you'll be miserable. You don't want something to restrict your blood. But try mm-hmm. that. That'll also help. Do you stand up all day?
Yeah. That's
you
pretty
do?
Much what I... yeah, that's what a pretty... Oh, excuse me. That's pretty much what I'm resorting back to, is doing the standing. And... I've had a choice, I'm going to be honest with you. They called me back to work in the preschool, and what I'm doing now is standing. You do a lot of that. You really don't get a chance to sit down when you're in retail. But they've called me back to work in the preschool, and in the preschool you get a chance to sit down when the children are napping or resting or anything, you know. So I have a choice.
Do you feel better?
Go back. Do I feel better?
Do you feel better when you're around the children and in that type of environment?
Well, I feel better. I get a chance to sit, you know, whereas with the other job, you don't sit down at all. You have to, you know, be on your feet, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The majority of the time. Yeah.
So have you asked for permission to be able to sit?
No, you get an hour lunch. And so during that time, you can, yeah, just an hour. And you and during that time,
you
can.
What are you sensing?
What am I what now?
What are you sensing?
I think if I don't want to wear myself out, maybe working with the children, that way I can sit down more, and during the time that they sleep, which is about 12 to 2, so that's like 2 hours. So,
and how do you feel at the end of the day?
A little tired.
But do you feel more tired in this job?
Yeah, a little bit, because, you know, you have to be more on your guard with children, because if somebody bites somebody, you've got to do your accident report. You've got to be on your tippy toes. And if somebody mm-hmm. knocks somebody down on the swings, or if they have a bruise, you got to be able to explain it to the director and things of that nature. Like what happened
okay.
to Johnny or Susie, you know, something like that.
Okay. And so do you have to have certain shoes for where you work, or you can wear whatever you want?
You can have different kind of tennis shoes. As long as they're black, like, you can wear those, like Skechers or something like that.
Well, get yourself something really good with a good heel, a shoe that will hold your whole arch, and get yourself some compression socks. Not tight, tight. Just, you know, something that slightly compresses your leg, and maybe wear a girdle. They have these shaper mints, you know, something. I heard one of my a coworker once that mentioned she had bought that, and she felt a lot better. And so maybe the combination of that and the leg compression socks, they even sell them in the Walmart in black and other colors. So try using that and see how you feel. Make sure you see how you feel with that, and drink water. Drinking water throughout the day. Make yourself drink water. Maybe set your phone to drink water. Because we forget, we're always running here. In retail, you run here, run there, and you never have the time. And so try that, because I sense that you're not really wanting to do the children thing.
Yeah.
But the current job is, I'm just revoicing what you're saying. Sometimes it's good to say what you feel with other people. I'm not going to say anything different from what you said. So this is what I'm sensing. You don't want that responsibility of the children, but you have the time for your feet and your body to rest. But this other job, it seems like you don't mind it, but what you do mind is the standing.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if you find a solution for the standing, you'll be able to. And with good shoes, oh, my goodness, it's a big difference when you find yourself good shoes with good cushion in them, with arches. Maybe you need to change the arch of a shoe and buy them. They sell them in the Walmart and change that. And you're supposed to change it often because it changes you flatten it out. So some people get plantar's fasciitis.
Plantar fasciitis.
Uh-huh.
I've had it. Plantar
fasciitis. Oh, really?
God is really speaking.
For that. Really? You have that?
God is really speaking. I've had it before. I've had plantar fasciitis.
Okay. All right. So
and
the
it
way
hurts
that you go
so
about
bad.
It, yeah, it's like burning. So there's insoles that are especially for that. Why? Because your foot is like all over the place. You're not wearing good shoes. So get that, get the insoles and change them every so often, maybe every 3 months or every 2 months, get new ones and put them in there, and your feet will feel like heaven. You'll feel much better. Yeah.
That's what I need.
Yeah, so get that, and remember the compression socks, not too tight. There's one that they sell in the Walmart, but it's pricey. But they're good. They're very good. I think they're $16, just one pair. But they're that good. And you feel more energy. And maybe a good girdle to hold, you know, your back. That'll help you too. You'll feel a difference. Not tight, tight, tight. Because those, I learned some things as a security guard, what things to do. And those were the things I did, because you're constantly walking and your posture changes and your feet hurt. And massaging the Epsom salt, soaking them in Epsom salt is amazing. So those are tips that I sent. You know, it's not a coincidence that I'm bringing all this out.
It sure isn't, because I've had my arch to fall, and I've had plantar fasciitis, and they told me, the podiatrist told me that I needed to have my arch, so I did get the inserts to put them in, and they, with the arch, she told me I can wear, you know, a little heel if I wanted to, as long as it's an uplift, you know, and the arch is
up. We're getting older, you know, especially because of the jobs that many people have, as we get older, it's bad. Heels are bad for you. You know, they're really bad for you. More, the most you should have is like maybe 2 inches. So you can take care of your back, because this going up and down in your spine, that messes up your body, your skeletal alignment. This is how much it can damage you. There was this one lady that I worked with in at the Red Cross. She was an older lady. She was about maybe in her 80s. And she had gone to a cruise. And in that cruise, they were giving out insoles. And they were saying how wonderful these insoles were, that if you try them, that you're going to feel your body's going to align. Your back is going to align. So she wore them. And the next day, she went into the emergency area of the cruise ship. And she felt like she was dying. And you know what it was? That the insoles were really aligning her back. But because she had had her curvature already, she was like a little hunched over for many years. That was causing her body to straighten up so quickly that it was causing her bones pain all over. Mm. So the doctor says, well, because you've been so many years doing this, having this condition, it would be useless for you to try to do this. It'll hurt you more than it'll give you any benefits. So they told her not to use them. And she said she started feeling better after she took them off. So if we keep our bodies in line at an early age, we can maintain that throughout our years and we won't get the hunch and all that. You can feel it. You can feel it. These jobs can really take a toll. I see it, you know, on even the youth, young people, they're complaining. Even in schools, they're testing kids for scoliosis because of the book bags they wear in their back. It's just messing people's bodies, you know, and we have to take care of our bodies. So try that. Get good shoes with good support, insoles. You could get the insoles with for the plantar fascia. I can't say the word. And that'll help.
Plantar fasciitis. That's amazing that the Lord, used you as his mouthpiece, because I've had that before, and they have a good shoe out. It's called Hoka or something, H-O-K-A, and it's about $100-something, but is so good. It has a thick, thick sole, and it's sort of fashionable in its own little way, but a lot of people are like, this feels great, and it lifts up the heel and everything. And, you know,
Oh, that's amazing. Well, make sure you stay with good shoes. As you get older, your body can't take the up and down of the heels. Daniel, do you have anything to say?
No, I'm just listening. I'm listening. I didn't have anything.
Okay. All right. All right, Sarah. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I'm just, you know, excited that we brought all the brought everything to the forefront. And the Lord, you know, gave you like this python thing. And it's so amazing because of the fact that I was just reading about that about 2 days ago. He was on YouTube. No, not YouTube. Yeah. He was on TikTok.
Oh, tell.
And he was like.
Do tell.
Yeah. And he was saying, you guys, if you have loss of energy, and if you have, you feel like you, he had some pointers out. I didn't get all of them, but if it's loss of energy and you just feel tired and you just, you know, you want to pray and you want to, so many several things you want to do, but you just can't get up the energy, you may be attacked by the python. And I was like, what? You know, I didn't pay attention to it. And then after a while I said, let me turn back to that. because it felt like, okay, my energy, I got to get that up. And, you know, and come to find out, this is confirmation.
Wow.
This is just two days ago. Mm-hmm. Just two
you
days
know
ago.
What?
And,
When this is what the Lord was telling me, that some people draw things out of the prophetic than others do because they believe in the prophet. And if you believe in the prophet, you're going to have the prophet's reward, right? And so that's why I'm like, so why is it that I get some words and some for other people more than, because you're pulling that out of us. You see, you pull it out as you believe in the prophet. If you don't believe in what the prophet is saying, you don't pull out. You don't pull from them what you need because you're not believing it.
Wow. Yeah, I can believe that. If you're not believing it, you have some type of doubt, it's not going to manifest at all, not what the Lord is giving.
Mm-hmm. And so we do have to be careful with prophets because not everybody is called from God. They're not prophets of God. Not everybody is. Some people are false prophets, and we have to be careful to discern those things. And as the time gets closer for the Lord's coming, we're going to see stuff. I mean, we're already seeing a lot of crazy stuff. I mean, it's always been throughout the ages, but it's just going to get even crazier now. So we have to be real careful, even in churches, and, you know, be discerning and not to be, you know, not to, like some people do, oh, there's a prophet in town, so I'm going to go over there. And you can put yourself in big trouble if you don't know these ministries. You have to be discerning, not to run from here and there. There's something in the scripture that talks about the silly women that, you know, they're running here and there. So we can't be silly women. We have to be wise women and know, you know, discern. Discern the times. Amen.
Yeah,
so,
because.
Go ahead.
Amen. It's like a lot of, I mean, it's so many things going on. And then parades and, oh, gosh, it's, ooh. But, you know, I think it was some type of parade or something going on that was demonic. And before you know it, they had a flood. Yeah. And people were doing stuff like at awards, you know, like at the Grammys. And I wasn't looking at it, but.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It just came, it just, the little preview. And I'm like, what is going on? Wow.
Also, the football, the things that are coming out in the entertainment, all this stuff, they're finally unleashing it. They don't care now. They don't care. Who knows? I think it was Beyonce's husband. He had like a table with food. It was almost like a mockery of the Last Supper. Yeah, and there's more details to that, but they're mocking the things of God. And you don't do that and think you're going to get away with it.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't believe it. I thought, yeah, they had fruit and all that on the table. I didn't, you know, watch everything.
That was similar to Jehovah or something like that, but not quite that wording. But, yeah, it was commented about that. I mean, I didn't watch it. I just saw somebody talking about it, and I was like, ooh. But we have to be really careful what we're listening to in our ear gate, in our eye gate. I mean, I don't watch anything anymore. I'm too busy for that kind of stuff. I mean, I like to sit down and watch my chick flick or whatever, you know, good, happy movie.
but I'm really careful what I watch because we
you
have to.
Know.
It's the enemy's. The enemy's using it as for his own. You know, to release things through that, and they do. They pray over these movies, and we have to be real careful what we listen to, what we watch, what we let in our home. Our home should be a place where God's peace is, and so I mean, it takes time. To spend time with the Lord. It's not just going to come because you say it's going to come and you said a little prayer. No, you will have to worship. You have to invite God's presence there. And God's presence comes down and it just lingers afterwards. You know, it's almost like when Moses went up at the cleft of the rock, and when he comes down, that he was glowing from being in the presence of God. We need to invite God into our homes. So his presence lingers, and, you know, there's a tangible feeling, a sense of his presence still lingering even after you've felt him. You know, he comes to visit, and you feel that presence in your home. It's amazing. But we don't live in la-la land either. We have to spend time with the Word of God and spending time in his Word. Those moments are wonderful. Don't get me wrong. But we need to get real.
And, you know,
Daniel,
I think what's going on.
Go ahead.
What I think what's going on is the adversary. He knows his time is short, and that's why I think his time is short, and it's like that's why I think you could see the people going crazy, you know, at these award shows and things, because he's just using whoever he can, and, you know, knowing that, hey, my time is short. So, you know, they have the thing with the Euphrates, it's drying up, but that's prophetic. So it's, I think, you know, all together, his time is short, and he knows it. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, we focus on Jesus, because the enemy is always doing whatever, but, you know, our focus is on the Lord. Give him
mm-hmm.
glory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not giving the enemy glory. I don't want to give him any glory by paying any attention to what he's doing. Life is but a breeze sometimes from some, and we don't want to waste our precious time looking at things that are not of value. So we need
mm-hmm.
to spend it before him. You know, he's what matters. Danny, do you have anything to say?
I've got nothing on this time. Sorry.
Okay. all right. Remember tonight to forward your clocks for the ones that you have to do manually because the time is changing. So right now it's
tonight.
Yeah, it's daylight savings time. We have to move our clocks forward. We lose an hour.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Is there anything else that you want to say or you want to share?
Well, I love the children and everything, But I probably, you know, I want to be a light wherever I go. So I'm just giving the Lord praise and honor that he could just use me. You know, I just want prayer so that the Lord orders and guides my footsteps in the workplace and wherever I go in the name of Jesus. And that's pretty much all I want prayer for.
Well, he's showing
yeah.
you what your footsteps are supposed to look like and what you're supposed to wear. So you know what to wear now, so that you can make those steps. Amen.
Yeah, I have a pair of Skechers, and then they have the comfort. I mean, what are they made of? The memory foam, and they're okay, but you know. I can get another pair of shoes.
Yeah, you have to rotate them. Yeah, you have to rotate your shoes. You can't wear the same shoes all the time because it just defeats the purpose. You have to let them rest also so that they won't wear out as fast. But yeah, do the things that I recommend it. That's the Lord. That's just God.
That's just Him.
You know.
That's just Him.
Yeah.
Because everything that the Lord gave you to say tonight prophetically is, you know, the python and, you know, and the all of that with the, what was that called, the TikTok, I don't ever, anyway, they have certain things, but, and I was like, wait a minute, she's talking about with the God, I'm just thankful because I've had plantar fasciitis. The Lord gave you what to say, the helpful tips. So, yeah, I'm thankful about everything.
That's God.
That's the Lord.
Yeah.
That's God.
That is
that's,
God.
That's Him.
Thank you, Lord.
That's Him all the way around.
I'm like, Lord, you got to say whatever you got to say through me because I don't know what to say. You got to be there. So, yeah, definitely He has been here tonight. But you drew it out. I understand what Prophet Randy says. When you draw that out of me, that's why I understand now where some people draw things out of you more than others because they believe.
Mm-hmm.
They believe the prophets. But when they don't believe
mm-hmm.
the prophets and they have doubts, they don't get anything. They get very little. So, you know, I mean, I don't have anything to do with that. It's just the way the Lord sets it up.
So, yeah.
Praise the Lord. Well, I hope you
praise
were
the
blessed
Lord
tonight.
Yeah. I really was. I mean, it's like, you know, you need your shoes for the comfort. And you, of course, you need the compression socks and drinking water. Sometimes the body needs so much, you drink Sprites and Cokes and all of that just takes away from your natural liquids that you should have. Like you could do lemonade or something like that, but, you know.
Yeah, good old water. And even doctors will tell you it has to be water. It can't be tea. It can't be coffee. It can't be juice. I mean, you can have those things. But you need throughout the day. You need your water, especially hydrating water. The one that I mention a lot, Essentia. Oh my goodness, it's so good. It's so good for many things to hydrate, to get things moving in your body too, to get you. I mean, it's good all over. It's pH balanced. It's very good. Very, very good. I like it. We got on it, Daniel and I, and we checked it out. I was the one that checked it out. I told him about it. I go, look at this video. Look what they did. They tested this water and blah, 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 blah. And we started getting it. He goes, oh, I feel good with this water, and it tastes good. So, Danny, do you have anything to say about that?
I just feel great with the water. I mean, that's something simple, but yet I'm noticing some stuff. Even my barber says my white hair is turning black again. So I'm like, he said, what'd you do different? I go, the water? That's about it, you know? So.
Well, I noticed that one day he was talking and we were FaceTiming and I was like, is your hair dirty? In one part. He goes, why? I go, it looks dark. He goes, and I took a snapshot his face so that he could see, and it sure enough his hair looks like it's slightly getting darker. So that's a good thing. I don't know if it's the pH of it. I don't know. Well, I need a whole bunch of water bottles. What's that?
I need to try it. I need to definitely try it. Have you tried the aloe vera water? It's like juice. It has the aloe in there. It's so good.
Yeah, with pineapple.
I like it with pineapple. It's very good. The Korean brand, those are good. But you have to be careful with those, especially people that have stones. It'll loosen your stones if you have a lot of stones. So you have to be careful with the aloe vera. Some people have, it loosens their stones. Yeah. And that's why it's important to drink water, because you can get kidney stones if you don't, from the dehydration. It forms stones. So, yep. That's a tidbit right there. Water, water, water. Not, you know, overwhelming water. Your body knows. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I have really enjoyed myself tonight with you and Prophet Daniel. And I tell you, it's been wonderful. It's like I'm learning so much that I didn't know. And the Lord has just, it's like he's showering knowledge. You know, knowledge and wisdom, they go together.
Well, that's what the prophetic is, to help you to get what from God, what God has for you for the moment, whatever it is that you need. And so, like I was saying, the prophetic, when you pull from the prophetic, you know, not everybody receives the same, because they're not pulling from the prophetic. They're not believing the prophets. So, I mean, not every prophet either. But anyhow. All right, Sarah. Well,
I was going to try some. Well, I have some vitamins here. They're called CoQ10. And
yeah, those are good.
Yeah,
they're good. But like I said, be careful and make sure that you have blood work done and things like that to make sure that you're in the proper levels, that you don't go overdoing it. But CoQ10 is pretty good for you. It's good for you, yeah. Just make sure you don't overdo it. Getting it from your food is better. It's much better. So, yeah. No, it is. As a matter of fact, this week I talked with a cousin, and she says that she takes all that kind of stuff. And she says she notices the difference between her and her friends, long-time friends, and they look really old. Not that she's not young, but she is preserving herself because of the vitamins she takes. So, yes. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say? I have one more caller before we end the show.
Well, I just, you know, I'm thanking the Lord, you know, for his provisions and his guidance with the prophets tonight. And I'm, you know, just thankful for PGN because of the words of wisdom and guidance of the Lord, and that's pretty much it. And have a great week, have a blessed week, and
well, God bless you. It's always good to hear you.
God bless you. It's always good to hear you.
God bless.
All right.
Okay. God bless you.
All right. God bless.
Okay. Talk to you again.
Bye bye. All right, I have 860-744, your name and where you're from.
Hey, amen. God bless you guys. Again, this is Health and Wellness in a Little Faith on Blog Talk. I just got on here, and I could never catch a show like this at night. So I praise God for this conversation. I just started, getting my body back in shape last year. I have a brother, you know, stage 4 cancer or colon cancer. And so that's when I started taking it seriously. And what you guys said about water, I had high blood pressure, I had sugar diabetes. And, I just started taking, seriously, you know, the detox and stuff. And I noticed right away, once I cut out like all the soda I was drinking and stuff like that, and fried foods and red meats and stuff, and started drinking water and learning more about my body. The hardness under my feet, I found out that came from the sugar diabetes. That cleared up and whatnot. I had like the hard toenail situations. I had diabetic nerve pain. It was in my knees and in my lower parts of my legs. Once I cut all that out and started drinking water, that cleared up the high blood pressure pain. You guys that have that, the pain coming back of your neck and one of your left eye or whatever, the migraine, that went away and stuff like that. Once I started being a good steward. So, you know, we take care of everything else but our bodies, and your body will talk to you, you know, and stuff like that. So, again, that's why I praise God for health and wellness being in these religious discussions and Bible discussions. We forget about the body. And so, again, you know, we got all these deaths happening, cancer happening, all this stuff happening in the body of Christ. And I'm like, if we would just have these kind of conversations. So, you know, I'm praise God for this. I usually channel surf. I can never catch, you know, something positive like this. It's always talking about something else. And so
we're on every week, every Saturday. Have you ever heard of
I just now, because I would counsel every night about this time, and I could never find anything. It would always say reminder, come on, like early in the mornings or throughout the afternoons or evening. And this is the time when I usually settle down at night or whatever. And
what state are you in?
And I'm in Connecticut.
Connecticut. Okay, so that's the East Coast.
That's Eastern. That's Eastern time. So I guess it's going on 1 in the morning, and it's about 5 minutes or something like that.
So Texas, we have a show on PGN.
It's like
with
a 2 hours
Randy.
Difference, I think.
He
you guys
starts
Texas,
around.
A 2 hour difference.
I think it's 9 o'clock Texas time, Dallas time.
Yes.
And so we have a show on Saturdays at 9 from all the way to midnight, or it's usually 3 hours. We also have other ministers on PGN. Prophet Randy is on from Monday through Thursday. We talk about all kinds of things, health. We talk about anything that the Lord puts on his heart or puts on our heart. There's other ministers on Friday. We have Sister LaShawn, me on Saturday. On Sundays, we either have Felicia or Sister Angela Joy. Angela?
Going to check you guys on Blog Talk. Again, I just got on there. I just started teaching on here about a couple of months ago. And so I can definitely just I'm going to follow you guys tonight, page and stuff like that, and just keep abreast of what's going on with that, because it's been a blessing to
me. Yeah, Blog Talk. Yeah, you can call it. I think it's at 7 Dallas time. I don't know what time that is. Maybe 3 hours later, like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. Your 319 number on Blog Talk.
Mm-hmm. So, you'll more or less figure it out. And if you want Prophet Randy to add you to a list so you can hear the other ministers, he sends alerts out and you can listen to us. But usually every day there's somebody to minister. But we have from Monday through Thursday, he's on. And Thursday nights, we have communion. And so he has communion, and he prophesies through Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And then on Thursdays.
I'm definitely going to check, follow the channel, and listen to some of the past shows because, again, I just enjoyed the discussion tonight. Again, I only caught, like, the last, so I'm going to have to go back and listen to the entire show tonight. But, again,
if
I appreciate you
guys. An iPhone, you can go to the podcast, type in PGN, and you'll see the archives there.
Oh, excellent.
What's your name?
And again, I'm on there. So when you guys see health and wellness, a little faith, that will be me and whatnot on there and whatnot. So I'm just going to subscribe tonight and follow you guys tonight on Blog Talk.
Okay. All right. I hope you enjoyed our show tonight.
It blessed me. Y'all talking right.
Is there anything you want us to pray about or you want to share?
Well, that was just it. That, again, you know, listening to your bodies and stuff like that, because That helped me because, like, I was headed the wrong direction. I had high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, and all kind of stuff. But, you know, once I, you know, laid aside some stuff, like, you know, like they say, like, the Romans used to fight with them long robes. When they get ready to fight, they had to pull stuff out the way, pull a robe out the way. I had to pull a whole bunch of my eating habits out the way. That was what I had to lay aside. And now, you know, again, I'm recovering my body back. You know, like if again, getting my toenails back—that's a victory. The bottom of my feet, the skin coming, but that's a victory. So one by one, I'm getting my body back. And you know,
I did not know that the thick nails
yeah,
have to do with that.
Yeah. What happens? Is a lot of people they do topical stuff and get all these like things on with these YouTube commercials. And but what I found out is from the inside. So like, I would soak my feet in apple cider vinegar and baking soda 15 minutes every single day. And I started drinking more water, and I noticed I got my feet start coming back, you know, and stuff like that. And then, again, like I said, again, what's associated with diabetes, and this is not what a doctor or whatever told me, this is what I found out from listening to my body, that, you know, once I start drinking, consuming the water like I was supposed to, the diabetic nerve pain went away. The itchiness, the diabetic nerve pain went away. You know, it's like the hard parts of the bottom of your skin that comes from sugar diabetes and stuff like that from your pH being off. And once I started drinking water, I started feeling the bottom of my feet, and I started getting that back because I had like deep cuts from it, you know, because like my feet would crack and I would get these deep cuts in the bottom of my feet. And I'm like,
I just
want to
let you know that if the show cuts off, sometimes it lets us continue without recording the rest, but it's getting close to that. So don't think that I hung up on you. Continue talking.
I was just saying that, you know, I just watch my body and whatnot when I make the changes. Like a lot of stuff that, you know, instead of those high doctor bills or doctor visits, if we would just listen to our bodies and whatnot, and you know, the home remedy stuff, like I said again, like, you know, once I did apple cider vinegar and the baking soda, that helped get my feet back, you know, because a lot of people don't talk about their feet, you know. You got the foot washing community and people just leave these socks on, or they just don't come until after that or whatever, you know. But again, that's was a victory for me, you know, like the small victories, like, you know, I said,
do you have
I said,
a
Lord,
show?
Yeah, I just started a couple of months ago. It's called Health and Wellness, A Little Faith. That's Health and Wellness.
Blog Talk?
Yeah. It's on Blog Talk Radio. I just started and whatnot. I go by Brother Teacher over there and whatnot. So, again, we got probably 4 episodes up so far, but that's the thing and whatnot, that that's my testimony right now. Basically, like you save yourself first, you know, and I found that out, like, you know. And again, when interruption enters your life, you know, and everything changes, sometimes you have to change when interruption knocks on your door. That's what happened to me. Interruption came because high blood pressure entered, you know, sugar diabetes. My brother got colon cancer and all that, and I was like, why, you know, and I'm like, I better check myself out, you know, because black people don't like going to doctors and whatever, you know, we fearful what we're going to find out and whatnot. And, you know, and once they told me, like, they confirmed everything, yeah, you do got sugar diabetes, yeah, you do got high blood, yeah, you do got this, and all those medicines that they prescribed, and I said, this can't be good, you know. And I'm one of those people, like, you know, don't want a lot of those medicines, because then you got to have a medicine for the side effects. And so I said, I went online, researched, I said, what can I do? And they said, well, the obvious, they said, you know, work on losing weight and remove stuff from, you know, drink your water. Because I ain't never drank water before in my life like that. I went years.
So you're confirming everything I've been saying.
10 years without drinking. You know, so water is a real thing. I mean, because, again, the body does after 3 days, right? And this is how you do a water fast. After 3 days and whatnot, then you reset your body. And then it can start healing itself and whatnot, you know, and stuff like that. And then ketosis come in, and, you know, if you're trying to lose weight or whatever, the body starts eating all of that stuff out and all the bad stuff. comes out or whatever and stuff like that. But when people fast for 3 days, the only reason I'm against only 3 days because after 3 days, that's when it starts working at the third day. That's when the body resets itself. And then, you know, that's mm-hmm. when you can start working. So I would just say, like, if you're going to fast like that, you know, try to go like a 5 days or 6 days, because like the 3 days after the third day, that's when your body actually turns on and you start actually feeling the difference and whatnot. You know, the detoxing happens. Some people get headaches when you start sweating that mm-hmm. stuff out of you or whatever. The toxins start coming out or whatever. But, you know, you really, if people listen to them, you are a pharmacist. Like, you know, because this is what I teach
but
on my
they
channel.
They should do
like
it gently. Little by little, you have a lot of toxins. You got a lot to, you know, let your body get
Think about this kind of toxins. Like a person like me, right? Watch this. I would drink two liters of soda every single day. I overdid everything, you know, when it came to sweets and sugars and all of that. So mm-hmm. I basically had to relearn, you know. Other people have been dead by now from all the sweets and junk food and all the stuff that I've been doing for years and whatnot. Wow. But I caught myself like, you know, that's why I said again, when I learned that I'm a pharmacist, and when I say I'm a pharmacist, like, you know, because of your thoughts, you know, we already know about adrenaline and stuff like that. You know, your body, because mm-hmm. of your thoughts, you can speed your heart rate up if you get scared. You can tell yourself when to go to the bathroom, when to hold it. And stuff like that. So I said, what about the other stuff? And I found out with depression, because that comes too with weight, whatever.
Uh-huh,
I found out
exactly.
when I exercise, I release certain hormones, you know, and stuff like that, that made me feel better. So when we exercise or walk or whatever, you are a literal pharmacist, because instead of getting drugs from the doctor or whatever, you produce those same hormones in your body when you exercise. And once I was like learning these things, this is like self-taught stuff, because I listen to my body, and mm-hmm. you know, again, these hormones, you probably know the hormones. I don't know all of them or whatever, but you know, the serotonin and stuff like that, the dopamine and all that stuff, that when you exercise or when you get up and walk or when you dance and whatnot, you actually feel better because you're producing a chemical in your body, you know, and mm-hmm. you're treating yourself. So you basically are walking around as a pharmacist. And, you know, and stuff like that. You have all these things in you naturally that you create. And the same way you can make yourself sad or sick, you can make yourself happy. And that's why I say, when I hear conversations like this, bringing attention back to yourself and whatnot, that, you know, because we want to lay hands on everybody else. We want to pray and preach and teach and do all these things. And we forget about ourselves and whatnot. And, you know, that's being like a slumlord if your body is a temple. And God put you in charge of your mm-hmm. house. He said, why are you a slumlord? I mean, you're good to everybody else. You got everybody else's house looking good. But you walking around going, again, that's why I enjoyed the conversation tonight. That's why I stopped and when I was channel surfing. I was like, wait a minute. I'm listening. They talking right on here. So, you know, that's been my main thing. Because, like, I had to. I would have died if I wouldn't have changed my life with what I'm eating and lifestyle-wise, you know. So, again, and you guys are prophets and stuff like that too. So I said, you know, this is the thing right here. You know, preacher, preach to yourself too. Physician, mm-hmm. heal yourself too.
Mhm. Yeah, we have to be examples if we're gonna. And as we get older, we have to really work it because it catches up real quick. So
that's real.
Would you like us to pray for you?
Almost, most definitely, definitely. My prayer would be like, you know, that I would, you know, continue to stay on this path and whatnot, you know, and stuff like that. Because, you know, mm-hmm. you get excited with the weight loss and with your skin coming mm-hmm. back, and then you slip off and whatnot. So I'll just pray that I, you know, stay steadfast in this thing. And that, you know, and again, that there's someone can hear what I'm saying, that that's going through this right now, even though we don't know who they are, pray for them too.
We thank you, Father God, for this brother from Health and Wellness, Father. We ask you, Father God, that you would bless him to reach out to many people, to give his testimony, Father God, to help someone out there to turn their life around and to get healthy, Father God. You've put this desire in him,
And Father God, sometimes the desires that we have are not just our desires, but your desires, and you have a purpose and plan for them. And we just thank you, Lord, because he's being proactive in that and wanting to share all he knows to help someone, to help themselves, Father God. We just pray, Father God, that you give him more wisdom and that this journey that he's on, that, Father God, you give him the strength to stay on it, Father God, and to not weaken and to just continue, Father God, for your glory, because we are temples of the Holy Spirit, and you want these temples to be clean,
yes,
to be healthy, to be strong for your glory, so that we can shine, we can be examples to others, Father God, so that we have a long life to preach on and to tell others about you. And we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for him. And we just thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, 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 glory,
big and you feel like you're at the bottom of the mountain, but you're going up, up, up.
Yes,
and it seems like it's hard, but as you trust in the Lord and as you continue, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for his trust in you. Because he's going up, up. I see you like, you know, a mountain climber. A mountain climber with this pick. I'm ready to go up. And you got this energy to just, you know, hit at that mountain and go up. I see you equipped your helmet and everything on. So that may be the arm of God. So Lord, for that.
I receive it.
We just pray for that journey, Father God, and then strengthen him, Father God, as he goes up in Jesus' name. Up, up, up in Jesus' name.
Hey, God. And it is so.
Amen.
My God.
Thank
I receive
you.
It. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I see that.
Thank
wow, the visual that the Lord gave me. Mountain climber.
Hallelujah.
Thank
I receive
Lord.
It, Holy Ghost.
Thank
amen,
you,
amen,
Lord.
Amen, amen. It's about the
amen.
Journey, Lord,
Daniel,
for real. It's been a journey.
Danny, do you have anything for this brother?
No, I just enjoyed listening, and, you know, it's all good. So join us for future shows.
Yes,
yeah,
Lord.
And share your wealth of wisdom here. We all need it. We all give. You'll be blessed also with PGN, with the prophetic. It's different. It's not all health, but we do speak about health.
Obviously, I don't do only health on my channel. Also, some preaching, some teaching as well. So I receive it all.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
What the Bible says, we are
health
and
wellness. Yeah, talk to Prophet Randy. You'll love talking to him. He's something else. We're proud to
amen.
Be part of his ministry. Yeah. Oh, it's,
amen.
Let
there be no backlash
blessing.
And no retaliation, Lord. Bless these people as well, God.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Protect each and every one of us, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for your protection, for the blood of Jesus covering us and keeping us safe in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for all the prayers that have been spoken tonight. That you will bless each and every person, Father God, and help them, Father God, to do more for your glory, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Remember to move your clock tonight. It's all
right. Well, that's right.
Oh,
ain't it supposed to be the last time they do that, and then they're getting rid of it or something?
Like
saving time? I think they voted or something like this is going to be the last time, and then they're not going to do that daylight saving time anymore.
Oh, that is.
I don't know. I'm hearing talks of that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard something about it, but I don't know if it's official. So.
Amen.
Wow, it's a pleasure to talk to you tonight. I wish I had a name.
Oh, I just go by Brother Teacher Dean.
Brother Teacher Daniel?
Dean, D-A-N, like Dean of a school.
Oh, Dean? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. Amen. All Brother
right.
Teacher Dean.
Huh?
Amen, well, amen. So again, I appreciate you guys tonight. I mean, good teaching. Good talk.
Well, God bless you. I'm glad you came on. This is what we like. We love all this stuff. You'll see.
Yes,
there's different flavors on PGN, different types of prophets, but they're all family. They're all family.
What they call the body of Christ? Like everybody can't be the hand or the finger or the toe. We all got to do something different. And we all important.
Yes.
So I received the toe, the hand, or leg, whatever it was tonight. I receive that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, it's the mouth speaking. It's the mouth.
All right now. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
Well,
amen, amen,
well,
amen.
Well, it's a pleasure. You blessed us tonight. We enjoyed you. Come again. I'm always on Saturdays. Yeah. I'm Carmen.
Amen.
And I'm always on Saturdays, 9 o'clock Dallas time till midnight or whatever. You know, it always goes a little past that.
Amen. I receive those testimonies. The part that I've heard, like people paying attention back to themselves again. That's good news. That's good news for me. You know, hearing that. You know, because that's how we save ourselves. Because I'm tired of every time you go on social media, someone's dead, someone's sick, someone's on their way to dying. And if we can change that by a conversation, I'm with that 1,000%.
Yeah, there's more than one way to bringing people back to life. It could be
Come on,
instructions man. On how to take care of themselves. The prayer is good too.
Listen, I love medicine too now because I'm not against medicine. You know, Jesus picked Luke, who was a doctor, to do a whole gospel on his whole life. So he loved doctors too.
Amen.
I love medicine too.
Yeah, they can save you if you're in a jam. But, you know, we don't
Amen.
Rely on medicine. We want to be healthy without that stuff. But, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
change your life before the interruption comes. You know, because when the interruption comes, you're going to have to change it at that time. You know, but hopefully those that's listening now, you know, they'll just listen to tonight and say, okay, this is my lesson or my warning or my conversation to or my notice. To change into another direction because, like, if you don't, interruption is definitely headed, you know, our way, whether with either somebody's life around you or your life, interruption will find you, you know, if you're not a good steward of your body, for sure.
Yep.
You know, got your email address or it has your satellite location. God knows where you are. He'll find you and whatnot and get your attention. Please believe it.
Yeah.
I had to listen to my body because if I didn't, I was on my way out, you know, so again,
wow.
So he won't send judgment without a warning and whatnot. And I just listened this time and hopefully somebody else tonight is listening. I'm listening and whatnot and reaffirming that I better stay on it too and whatnot. And that's what hearing this tonight was no coincidence that you guys were having this conversation. It's got reminding me, stay on the path. You get excited about this, but then when the excitement goes away, you still got to be on it. And whatnot. So this is my confirmation hearing you guys tonight having this conversation. So, you know, I praise God for you guys being obedient.
Amen. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. It gets hard. And at the beginning, it seems, oh, you got all this energy. But then things happen.
Yes.
And you got to decide to. But, you know, if you press in, those times that you find it hard, you will be blessed.
I'm a witness. Amen.
I've lived it. You know, there's some times that I'm like, oh, God, I can't do it. I'm too tired. I've had all this. No. And what I just
or,
the other
always
day,
mess up and whatnot. If you fall off for a week or a couple of days, get back on. You know, don't beat yourself up. You know, we talk about people hating on you. We hate on ourselves. You know, that self-talk.
No, I stayed on it, and I was having a migraine. And do you know, in the middle of the show, the Lord took the migraine away.
Come on now.
It was, I was like feeling so sick, and he took it all, the pain, everything. I was like, oh, it's gone.
All right now.
The anointing came on and God took it. He took care of me because I was taking care of business, God's business.
Come on now.
So you take care
of God's
business.
I mean, you're important to the body,
you.
So we need to hear what you're saying. You know, I need to hear it, you know. And hopefully the saints listen tonight. They got a word tonight that's going. They can take all week long from just this conversation and said, I'm not by myself in this. You know, don't be embarrassed if you're just starting the journey. You know, you got to have bad feet or whatever. You might have high blood sugar, whatever. I'm telling you know, I did it, and I got rid of it, you know, and stuff like that. It's going to be a journey, though. But, you know, if you're serious about it, when interruptions find you and you meet that interruption and you just do what you're supposed to do and listen to the Lord, listen to broadcasts like this, I think you're going to be okay.
We've been doing this for some years now. Prophet Randy's been on PGN for a while. And so we're just getting started.
Amen.
It's just beginning. The good stuff is going to come. Yeah. All right, brother.
Thank God for humble,
the sky
is not humble beginnings. God is able. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. You blessed us tonight. All right. So thank you. All right. Have a blessed week. Good night.
You have a good night. God bless you guys.
God bless. All right, everybody, I'm going to play this song, and then we will end the show. Daniel, do you have anything else you want to say?
Just wishing everybody a blessed week, and just focus on the Lord, and things will fall into place. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Let's see. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to work this on the phone.
Resting place for you.
come into your garden, come into your garden, so come into your garden.